much about.
Yeah, this is the place, man.
It most certainly is, my friend.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
We've been waiting for a long time. Yes, we've been waiting for a long, long time. We've been waiting for a long time. But we ain't gonna wait no more. We're getting ready to rock and roll. We're gonna 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, ready and sex.
Our feature presentation.
That is not what you want to hear from him.
No, it's not.
Ever. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. No, come on. Why do you do that to us?
I'm just saying, it's time. This show has got to be over. Who's with me? Come
I'm
on.
With you.
Thank you.
This is BS. Oh,
yeah, let's.
It's crazy.
Kevin, I can't remember the passwords to anything on my computer.
Oh, me either.
Lisa's lost.
But that's my life normally. Like, I could have entered my password 5 minutes ago, and then I can't remember it. So, if you're doing 2 weeks.
Yeah, I suppose.
You're doing pretty well.
Okay.
There may not be traffic today, I think, is what Lisa's telling us, because she has no way to get on the network.
At all. Oh, I see.
Yeah,
all
right. I can't even get on.
Hey, how's this sound? Does this mic sound okay, by the way? You know, we had some trouble.
Check,
all right?
Check, two.
Yeah, sound good?
So. Yeah.
Because I got some adjustments I can make if we need to be. We always have to rebuild everything when we're gone for a couple of days. That's just how it works.
And, check,
we
check, 1, 2, 1, 2, check.
Oh, there we go.
Check, 1, 2. Check, 1, 2, check.
That
hello.
Sounds
hey,
better.
Sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Blah. Check, 1, 2. Check,
okay.
Hello. Hello,
good.
Hello. Check, 1,
good
2.
Good settings.
This is track number 1. Track
we also
number
have to
one,
remind
right
you
channel.
That it's
check
your
one,
turn
two.
To call in. And
hey,
be
hey,
on.
Hey. Here we go. Check, 1, 2. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
There we go. There we go. All right. Good sound. Good sound.
Check. You awesome. Check. Hello, 1, 2. Check. Check, 1, 2. Test. Track 3. Track 3.
Check, check, check. Check, check, 1. Oh, turn that down. Check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, over.
All right. We'll work on that later. Who says
you
over,
be-
by the way? Over? Good buddy?
Only people with a CB radio. You can be on the air with any topic, anything that you want to discuss that maybe you thought of while we've been out on vacation or anything that happened over the weekend. We want to hear from you right now at 1-800-520-1067. We'll get to your calls in a moment for Kevin and Bean's Tuesday edition of What to Do, Nephew. I wanted to bring up, just for Lisa, Psycho Mike a moment ago was watching the TV. They had this grandma in England on getting her latest black belt.
Oh, please.
Really?
She's 5'4", and she just got, Lisa May, her 7th degree black belt, okay? She's 77 years old. Now, haven't you been training for 20 years, and you've still got like a tan belt? What the hell's going on? How has grandma got a 7th degree black belt at her age?
I have a mauve belt. First of all,
mauve. Okay,
it's
sorry.
Mauve. So that's
yeah, they don't give those
tan.
Out though. Is the thing. So that's odd.
She's got a full time job. She works as she works for the school system, and then she trains at night. And she said she's only ever had to use it one time against a 14-year-old boy that she caught shoplifting in a local store. And I guess she put the whoop ass on him.
Took him down.
How old is she?
77.
Wow.
7th degree black belt.
F
so,
her.
I guess what
I
I'm
agree.
Saying is.
F
what
her.
I say F Lisa. What's Lisa's problem if grandma can go out and do this and Lisa May's still got a mauve?
All right. You're 77 and you're in shape. F you.
Yeah,
you don't even
go
to your 7th level of black belt. Really? Oh, that's just showing off.
Do they even have 7 levels? Really?
I think they do.
Dear God.
Does it matter?
How many people on Earth have seven levels?
Well, probably not very many, but she's, by the way, next year, her goal is to get into the UFC, and I hope that works.
Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be cool. I love it.
All right. Thank you. I feel bad.
Don't. She's a show-off.
I don't train at night. That might be the other problem.
Well, you train a different way
Saturdays
at night.
Saturdays for an hour.
All right. Let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067. You call now. We are going to put you on the air, and we'll give you a prize.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
The AVP is back in town. That involves volleyball, if I recall correctly. It's the Hermosa Beach Open. It's happening July 16th through the 18th at the north side of the Hermosa Beach Pier. You can buy tickets right now at AVP.com, or you can win them from the Kevin and Bean Show and Bud Light right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you want to get on the air for Kevin and Bean's What It Do, Nephew, let's start with our friend Max. Max is on line one, and he joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Max, what it do?
Hey, what it do, nephew?
What it do?
What's going on?
Okay, so my friend and I, we were at Morongo Casino.
Mm-hmm.
My friend ordered a cherry Coke, and just as he's losing all his money, $350, the cherry Coke comes. And as he's walking away, the dealer tells him, well, it's not all bad. At least you got a cherry Coke.
It's not all bad. At least you got a cherry Coke.
I bet it was even more exciting in person than it is for us, the casual listener.
Here's the problem, and this is why we do things. Would you like to take that back? Because there are a lot of things that are really funny in your head. Somehow the translation out of your mouth doesn't work quite as well.
Right.
Doesn't come out quite as funny as I'm sure it was.
He was on hold, and he was thinking, I'm a new comedy, so I'm going to slay the world. When I deliver the cherry Coke punchline, people are going to laugh. They're not going to believe that it happened. It's going to be so funny. And then it doesn't exactly translate.
Or just he found it that funny and wanted to share. But either way, telling stories, funny stories, is not easy.
Yeah.
And it turns out that guy wasn't very good at it.
Let's try Michael, line three. An update on something we discussed quite a bit before we left on vacation. Hey, Michael, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What to do?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi.
Yeah, we actually tried out your cinnamon challenge.
Sure.
Oh.
And it was about the funniest result I ever saw. We made the limitation. Bob, my buddy Bob, ate a heaping tablespoon, and from about 3 seconds after he had it in his mouth, he was shooting plumes of cinnamon out of his nose like a dragon.
Yeah, that's what I like, is that it really is really difficult, and you've seen a lot of people do it. Occasionally, somebody can do it. Psycho Mike did it.
He did.
But occasionally, somebody, you know, will get it done. But for the most part, it's really, really difficult. But what I like about your friend, Michael, is that he decided that a tablespoon wasn't enough. He's going to add. He had a heaping tablespoon. What a dumbass.
The term. He didn't really realize what was going to happen.
How could you not? Has he seen any of the videos on YouTube or anywhere?
No, he really didn't wise up to that part yet. But I think I got in just in time before he could do any diligence.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, but after 8 beers, it was about 3 hours of constant vomiting, which was an added bonus.
Excellent. That's what he deserves.
Hey, Psycho Mike, when you did the challenge, did you have any kind of after effects after you inhaled all that?
No, I had a little bit of an upset stomach, but nothing to really care about. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't anything to worry about. But
you didn't throw up for 3 hours?
No.
But you didn't drink after that, too.
I also didn't drink before I did it, either, yeah, well, like this guy.
Yeah, it didn't really work out well for him, but yeah. It was about the funniest thing I've ever seen.
All right.
Well, at least he got a cherry Coke.
I like that. No funnier when you said it, B.
Come on, it was a little bit funnier.
It was a callback to a failure.
That's all I was trying to do. All right, let's do one more. How about John, line two? Call of the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, John, welcome to the show. What it do?
Hey, guys, what it do?
What's going on?
Hey, I just to talk about something that should be a law. When you're driving on the freeway and the car in front of you turns on his windshield wipers and sprays all over your car, all over your brand new washed car.
Wait, are we still talking about traffic here?
Hey, now.
No, just talking about
cars. So you're saying the car, when you turn on your windshield wipers and it sprays the fluid on your windshield, it goes all over the cars behind you?
Well, or you're the car behind.
Okay, right.
Okay, so what's your law? Tell me how this is going to work.
You cannot spray your windshield wipers unless you're stopped at a light.
Okay.
What if you can't see? What if there's a lot of gunk on your windshield and the sun is shining right on it?
Good point.
Pull over.
All right. Okay. All right. He's going to hit somebody in front of her, or beside him anyway. He's not going to hit you.
Exactly.
Come on, I'm with you. Let's pass the law. How does that work?
All right. Things are going to be different when John is running things, I guess. All right. Well done. Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call. It is it's Tuesday morning. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay. Is there anything you can't do?
That's correct. Seventh level black belt.
That's ridiculous.
88. You know her family's all like, will you stop it? Shut up, Grandma.
You don't tell Grandma to do anything that she doesn't want to do, by the way.
Well, that's true. She'll take you out. Today we're going to catch up with TMZ.
Yeah, I'm Harvey sure Levin. A lot of stuff happened.
Well, I just have been dying to talk to Harvey about this Mel Gibson story. It's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen.
Dying
to know.
I purposely avoid all news of all kind. So it's going to be news.
I have no idea either.
That's going to be new to me.
Really? Both of you don't know?
Nope.
No.
Bean is exactly right. You can't wrap your head
around it. I love that.
It's so crazy.
That's one of the fun things about not paying attention on vacation is when you get back, the good stuff is brand new and you can experience it. I can't wait. Did he lose it again? He yelled?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Way worse than the last time.
Fantastic.
I mean, he's finished, right?
Hey, listen to me. He's a sociopath. Listen.
He is.
Awesome.
Mel Gibson's crazy. Okay?
I love it.
He's gone bye-bye.
Further detail, but he's crazy.
I can't wait. We have a new internet roundup for you today.
Oh, so much good stuff.
Lots of great videos, including a brand new video from, who's the rapper?
Drake?
Denny Blaze.
Drake and Jimmy Kimmel, but Denny Blaze as well.
Ah.
And Denny Blaze is a guy who just gets worse with every passing moment.
Denny Blaze and Mel Gibson should be hanging out.
Oh, that's good. I like that. Your 4th of July went wrong? That can happen many, many, many ways, and it's happened to me many, many, many ways in the past as well, where whether it's a fireworks thing or a drinking and fighting thing, we're going to take your calls today about how your 4th of July didn't go maybe as well as you had hoped.
Okay.
We're going to introduce you to a new website where you can rent a friend. So you don't have very many friends? Here you go. Go to the website. You can rent a friend. It's sort of like prostitution, but no sex.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I think it's designed for the traveler who you're in Toronto for the weekend. You don't know anybody. You can rent somebody who you can hang out with, you know, so that you're not eating by yourself. And maybe you could even show you some of the sights.
Are we all agreed that that's pathetic?
Well, it's not something I would do, but he'll actually be nice to you.
It's pathetic. Well,
is that
maybe.
It?
I don't know. I can see how it might be a good service for some people. I think there's an upside to
for
this.
For pathetic people.
Not necessarily.
Because,
I wouldn't
Bean
do,
would
it.
Do it. Bean would.
I wouldn't do it because
yes,
I don't ever mind being by myself. But I'm saying I can understand somebody who wants to hang out with another person in a city that they don't know anybody. I can get that.
Bean would totally do this. All right. I need to work on my coughing skills. We have an instant request, which is going to be fantastic. We have Larry King is retiring. I don't know if you heard that. He's the 700-year-old interviewer on CNN.
Yes.
And has been cuckoo for... What, 10 years? Maybe?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been fading, and he probably doesn't deserve a global audience at this point.
No, he deserves Puppy Lake. So we'll get into that as well. It's can't tell you what time it is. We're going to come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Blink 182 on the way. Also, Apocalyptica and that terrible song, Waving Flag by Kanan. What is that? Is that some sort of World Cup commercial? What the F is that?
It's not a commercial, but it's a song that they play.
USA.
I love the World Cup. That song sucks.
It's a terrible song.
Do you know, finally one good thing happened from the World Cup? Do you hear about this?
What?
That in Colombia, South America, the officials there, custom officials, confiscated a replica of the World Cup.
Okay.
Which it turns out was actually a gold-colored statue made up of 11 kilos of coke.
Yeah! Oh, my God.
Smugglers had taken 11 kilos of coke, mixed it with petroleum, turned it into a clay, molded it into an exact replica of the World Cup, painted it gold.
That's pretty smart.
Was Omar checking it, or was he having it in his carry-on, or what was he doing with it?
And apparently they said, wait a minute, what's the World Cup coming through our airport for?
We didn't win that.
I don't remember that being scheduled to stop by here at the Columbia International Airport. So they tested it out. Turns out it was just a replica made of cocaine. I said, finally, something about the World Cup I can get behind.
There was a positive,
yeah.
Ralph, we haven't seen you since about 2008, I think, was the last time we were all on the air together.
I am not sure who you people are, but apparently they tell me I'm supposed to be working with you today.
Yeah, you're supposed to do showbiz.
I think I'm a temp. Okay. I don't know who you are, but I'm here to do a job, and I will do my best.
Well, it's great to see you, man. We missed you.
Well, it's good to be seen. It is
you
Tuesday.
Miss us too. That's where you say you miss us too.
I missed you too.
He's a good temp. I think he's got a real future in this
except
business.
Except for Lisa, who I saw over the holiday.
We went shopping together.
We had a little one and done over the holiday.
Is that right? About that.
We finally did it.
All right.
Yep.
We finally saw each other at our neighborhood supermarket, which I thought I would have seen a long time ago because we live in the same hood.
Yeah.
But it took until this past holiday weekend for us to finally run into each other.
Did the one and done live up to your expectations?
It was better than I ever could have possibly imagined. It was
in
the frozen food section.
Oops,
and the toothpaste aisle.
Twice.
I have a quick refractory period. I hit her over by the frozen foods and then again by the toothpaste.
Wow.
At least that's impressive. I told her it was me. It could have been Crest. She doesn't know.
Hey, you know what happened 2 minutes ago? I'm ready again.
You are so hot, I cannot stop putting my penis out of my pants.
All right.
Yes. Anyway, Lisa was walking that one. Aren't you from the Kevin and Bean Show? She wheeled around, thought she was being all recognized.
And had my pen out. Oh, yeah. Sure, you know, ready
to use her mauve belt in karate against you.
Just did sloppy she, old me.
Did she reach into her purse for 8x10s to sign?
That or pepper spray. I'm not sure what she was reaching
signed,
for.
Pre-signed, Bean. Those are all pre-signed.
That's right. I forgot. She didn't have time to do it on the fly.
All right. Enough of our jocularity. I'm out of time already.
Thanks for joining us.
It is, you know, funny, some things just stay the same. No matter how much vacation time you have,
yep.
You come back and they give you a minute and a half for the showbiz. So let's talk about the big movies over the long 4th of July weekend, shall we? As expected, this Twilight Saga Eclipse was the big winner. It raked in $261 million worldwide in its first 5 days.
First 5 days.
In North America, it was a respectable 82.5 mil. But just for the three-day weekend, Friday to Sunday, it only made $69 million.
What a failure.
The Last Airbender, the M. Night Shyamalan-a-ding-dong movie, came in second with $40.7 million.
That's a movie that I really want to see, but the director's name scares the hell out of me.
It should. Yeah, it's the worst reviewed movie of the entire year.
Is
it really?
Yeah. Oh. I think it got a 9%, I think, on Rotten Tomatoes.
What a surprise that M. Night Shyamalan has made a horrible film.
Really?
When will we learn? I'm thinking he had a big opening weekend just based on the popularity of the comic, cartoon that it was based on. So a lot of kids went, I'm sure.
And it looked like it had great special effects and stuff, but then it's him.
I'm guessing that number will drop off significantly as people go to see it.
To zero.
And word of mouth starts to spread. Toy Story 3 ended up at number 3 with $30 million over the weekend. Grown Ups was 4th. Night and Day was 5th. Boy, this Night and Day is a stiff.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, what happened?
What? Did you say something?
Yeah.
What?
I think you said something.
Yeah, you're running down the list of movies.
You said you went to see Night and Day.
I did.
What could have possessed you to see Night and Day?
I'll tell you what.
Tell me how it was, because I read reviews that were so-so. They weren't terrible.
It, Ralph, like science fiction for you.
Yes.
It kind of has a win going in.
Right.
So even if it looks shaky, you kind of give it the benefit. I love spy stories.
You love Mr. and Mrs. Smith remakes?
No. And I love Tom Cruise as a spy. He's been a great spy in the past. You know, secret agent. But it was not good.
There we go.
Wow.
That's what I was
coming from
for.
Kevin.
It was not good. You know how James Bond has great action? And
yes.
they walk the line of unbelievability. Just like really close. You have to kind of suspend. This one jumps over the line and thumbs its nose at the line and spits at the line.
And
on
some
the other
performers
side.
Can make that pay off. Like Bruce Willis can pull that stuff off because he is sort of larger than life and has his tongue in his cheek. And you buy him in Die Hard 4 when he's dancing on the wing of an F-14 or whatever's going on. You know? But Tom may not have that ability.
It wasn't him as much as it was her.
Mm.
Oh, she's not good.
Oh, she's terrible.
Yeah, she's not good in anything.
Oh, my God.
The Karate Kid was 6th. Surprise hit, The Karate Kid, by the way. It's making a ton of cash. A-Team was 7th. Get Him to the Greek, Shrek Forever After, and Cyrus in limited release, rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Sad to report that Justin Bieber is not dead.
Oh.
Yeah, you may have seen it on his YouTube page. It was hacked on Sunday. Leading fans to clips of the singer with a little subtitle that read, he was killed in a car crash. Hackers also embedded code that directed users to porno sites, too, by the way, if you went to the Justin Bieber site.
Like the Justin Bieber backlash.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only people going there are 15 and under. That's
apparently,
not good.
YouTubers were able to fix the problem in just a few hours, but it did give a startle to quite a number of 12-year-olds and Bean. So,
it's true.
You got that
I thought the Bieber fever might kill me for a minute.
Yeah, well, didn't we all? And speaking of the internet, Lady Gaga, congratulations. She has surpassed the 10 million friend number on Facebook over the weekend. 10 million friends she has.
Imagine if she was attractive.
She is the first person to have 10 million friends on her Facebook page.
All right. And then she gets what for that?
She gets a giant World Cup replica made of 11 kilos of cocaine.
Oh, it's worth it.
Congratulations to her. And I don't know if you guys have heard or not. You know, I am starring in the upcoming Sharktopus on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Oh, we know.
Sure.
I don't know if you heard over the weekend. They've announced the newest film they're going to be working on over there at Sci-Fi.
No. Yep.
It was announced over the weekend that Debbie Gibson and Tiffany will be starring together in the new... You know, they've both starred separately in films over the Sci-Fi Channel.
Okay.
Giant Octopus versus Mega Shark, of course, was Debbie Gibson.
I didn't know that.
And Tiffany starred in Mega Piranha, I believe.
Okay.
Now they will be teaming up. Finally, it's the screen pairing you've always wanted to see.
Sure.
Debbie Gibson and Tiffany will be starring in Mega Python versus Gatoroid. So, we got that going for us.
Whatever the people at Sci-Fi are smoking, I want in.
Yeah. Gibson will play an animal rights activist who frees illegally imported exotic snakes from pet stores, sending them into the Everglades, where they grow to mega sizes.
Oh,
sure.
No.
Tiffany will play an overzealous park ranger who uses dangerous methods to save endangered alligators. And apparently there is a cat fight of the two of them in a swamp.
This is not possible.
You know what the heartbreaking thing was? They initially offered me a small role in Mega Python versus Gatoroid.
And you have to take that.
Well, the Sci-Fi Network executive said, it comes out too soon on the heels of Sharktopus, and we don't want Ralph starring in both back-to-back.
They're afraid that you're going to steal the first one.
That's what they're afraid of. I'm going to steal all the thunder.
Yeah,
so
that makes sense.
We'll just have to settle for Sharktopus for now.
They have to protect the franchise.
Yeah, I think you picked the right one based on what I've heard, Ralph.
I don't know.
Gatoroid. It's pretty strong.
That sounds like maybe the worst, best movie
drank
ever.
Drank some of that over the summer. Gatoroid. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Ned Beatty. Very talented character actor. You probably remember him best from him bending over with his pants around his ankles, holding onto a tree.
That is...
Squeal like a piggy.
Trust me, if you don't know what he's talking about, don't try and track it down.
Oh, how dare you.
Do not try and track it down.
The man who recommends Human Centipede. You certainly can put up with a little hillbilly love and Deliverance.
That is troubling.
George W. Bush. Remember him?
Sure.
He's 64 years old today, as is actor Sylvester Stallone. Have you seen the previews for this Expendables?
I have.
I pitch a tent every time I see the trailer.
Can't wait.
That's how good it looks. Jeffrey Rush, another talented actor, is 59 years old today. 50 Cent turns 34 years old today. And actor Burt Ward, who played Robin the Boy Wonder on the legendary TV series Batman, is 65 years old today.
Oh, my God. I found him extremely handsome.
Wow. Is he a boy wonder at 65?
No. An old man wonder.
Yeah.
Wow.
He just got his seventh-degree black belt.
That's what I heard.
He's got that going for him. Well, at least he got a cherry Coke. I'm Ralph Just like a waving flag. Just like a waving
flag.
That's terrible.
Kevin Vuvuzela is about as good as he whistles, by the way. It's 106.7 K-Rock. It is 6:11. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, don't get me started on waving flag, and don't get me started on the goddamn Vuvuzelas after being in Paris during the World Cup, where every single game, you know, the games are at night there. At every single game, every single person is out in the street singing and cheering and stomping their feet and blowing the goddamn Vuvuzelas.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare.
I saw a report, I don't know where it was, CNN or someplace, that said, this is the trend. They're going to bring those to every sporting event now. They're going to bring them to baseball and basketball and football. And they're going to fill the stadiums up with them. And I just like to say, nope.
No.
Nope.gov. They're already banning them in all sorts of events like Wimbledon. They're just not allowing them in. And you know, I hope that's going to be the case for sporting events in this country.
Wimbledon's the only one where they should allow it.
That would be funny.
Really, because it's tennis. That
it
and
would
chess.
Be hilarious,
the chess
actually.
Championships, they should allow it as well.
It is Tuesday. We are back live from vacation. Thanks a lot for tuning in. We missed a lot while we were gone, including a bunch of stuff we want to catch you up on the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
We we put them all together for you, so you can go to kevinandbean.com and you can check them out. There are some of them that don't have audio, so we can't highlight those right this second. One of them is Kristen Stewart in 42 seconds.
Oh, she's unbelievable. What a dynamic and charismatic young woman she
is. It is really great. They just take clip after clip of interview with her and her overwhelmingly positive, energetic responses. And you just watch it and go, why don't you kill yourselves?
The one constant in show business is that every show that's ever had Kristen Stewart on as a guest, afterwards, I have to say, they go, let's please not book her again. Yeah. Let's not bring her back, because she hates doing it. She hates being here. And it shows every second that she's on camera.
Some of the ones that are also up there that don't have very good audio is the Jersey Shore saga, friggin' Twilight. That's funny.
Okay.
That's the Twilight cast, you know, I mean the Jersey Shore cast doing Twilight. New Old Spice commercial, which is fantastic.
Oh, I love that.
German head coach eating his booger. That's on there.
Yeah, I don't need to see. I don't, no.
Samuel and Josh Homme.
That's the best.
What in the butt? That is the best, by the way. And the worst mom ever. You should check that out. But the ones that we do have some audio from are, and this is a lost art, and I'd like to see it come back, is the beatbox.
Oh,
but okay. You match the beatbox with something even older, Super Mario Brothers. So you got those two things going for you. Really? I mean, we need to bring that back, don't we?
No. No, we do not.
But here's my reasoning, Bean. It's always, that guy was good. 99% of the time, it's horrible.
And yeah, so that's funny. True.
And that's funny. Bean and I both love Apple. We're not getting paid to say that this particular time. But this next thing is making fun of people like us, the iPhone 4. People have to have the iPhone 4 no matter what. And this is about the iPhone 4 versus the HTC Evo, which is a different phone that does pretty much the same thing. And the single-mindedness of the iPhone user.
If it's not an iPhone, why would I want it?
Well, it's similar to an iPhone, but has a bigger screen.
I don't care.
It prints money.
I don't care.
It can grant up to 3 wishes, even if one of those wishes is for an iPhone.
I don't care.
It has an app that will build you an island, and then it transforms into a jet and flies you there.
I don't care.
The kid who made that video, by the way, and it's one of those services where you can just type whatever you want and it automatically animates it for you, which is pretty cool. But he works for Best Buy, and they're threatening to fire him for doing that video.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Even though there's no reference to Best Buy in the thing at all, because I guess on his page he has other stuff about Best Buy where he works. But it's very, very funny and not far from the truth, by the way.
Jimmy Kimmel likes to do songs when guests come on his show, and he had Drake on his show recently. And they mixed that together with one of our favorite things, was celebrity tweets.
Oh.
And they did a song.
Here's a tweet from Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah?
That 2-year-old smoking on the internet. Is that real? And here's another one from Larry King. Whoever came up with peanut butter and jelly deserves a Nobel Prize in something.
Let me try. This one's from Justin Bieber's list. He says, hey, did you know that bed bugs really do exist?
I didn't.
Jessica Simpson posted one I just seen. She said, my bro-in-law gave me a book to read.
Oh, that's me.
Tell me something now.
Tell me. You can watch the, they put a music video up too as well.
It's awesome. So, very fun.
Great.
Yeah. He does good work when musical guests come in. And we've known that from his time on this show. He loves to sing. He's not great at it, but he loves nothing more. This is Denny Blaze. Now, let's talk about Denny Blaze. He's bad on every level. This is a white guy who made a rap. How many years ago, Bean?
Over 20.
Average homeboy?
I'm not the typical rapper that you'll meet. I don't live in a box, nor was I raised on the street.
So you can see what kind of high-quality stuff he does.
And most of us, if that was our big breakthrough rap, we would look at that and go, I have no talent and I'm going to quit, because this is not what I am cut out to do. He has persisted, and every couple of years he's back. And this is his latest, and it's already, you know, blowing up to a certain extent on the internet.
Well, here's what he decided. I'm bad, but if I mix it with racism, now I'm it. Now I'll make it. So he gets a black guy in the video, and they do a video, and the song is called Black Man Can't Swim.
Oh, good.
Very creative. Very creative. And you can listen to some of the words.
Uh-oh, you need some swimming trunks. The backstroke's harder than slam dunks. I like b-ball, but I can't hit the rim. While you laugh at me, watch this black man swim. Come on, people, we all know. I gotta give swimming lessons right to my bro. So take a breath, don't sink below. Put on a cap, protect the fro. Black man
can't swim.
Tell him Come on.
Yeah, how, he's terrible.
How
he
horrible
is
that?
It's bad.
It's the worst ever. So you can see the video for that up there as well. It's KevinandBean.com Internet Roundup.
Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Hey!
Right.
Hey.
Right. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ at 26 minutes after 6 o'clock.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. I think we have a part of the blinkers coming in. Blink-182 guys coming in on Friday's Kevin and Bean Show. So we'll find out what is up with them.
Can we not call them the blinkers?
Well, whatever they are. I don't know. I've been away for a while.
Would you mind?
Speaking of being on vacation, I'm so glad that we're back for one reason. Because, man, has there been a lot of hate directed toward us in the email from Kevin and Bean listeners who are really pissed off when we're not on live. Because,
oh,
I
please.
Guess... I guess they hate it. I guess they hate when we're gone.
Get over it. we hate working more than you hate us not being on the air.
to which I asked the question, if you had vacation, you would take it, right? So that's the answer to that question.
No,
but anyway,
the way to solve this is to not check your email, which is what I do.
Yes. See?
But that's what you do when you're here, though.
I know. It works all the time.
Kevin's the boy in the plastic bubble.
Same thing with following the news. Kevin just heard about Obama this morning. He was so amazed that we have a black president.
We have a black president? Wait, he's black?
Yeah. And Muslim.
So let's take a head count here. Roll call. Find out that everybody did survive vacation and everybody is back. Ralph, I hear you. You had some time off. I imagine spending most of it at home with your little girl, Olivia. How was that?
For the most part, yeah. I was, you know, we've got the baby girl at home. Even though she's been on the planet for a little over 3 months, really developmentally, she's kind of like a newborn. So she still takes a lot of care from my wife.
Again, like Kevin.
Exactly.
How dare you.
But the Adventures in Parenting. My new blog. I hope you all tune in. I love to mock her. My wife, it makes my wife very angry. But being,
you mock your daughter?
Yes. Being from the Kevin and Bean Show, I like to make fun of her because she can't do a lot of stuff.
That's how you do things. You make fun of any weakness. That's just the rules.
We have been honed.
Yeah.
To a fine point when it comes to making fun of people. So I like to make fun of my baby girl, which makes my wife furious.
Of course.
But she's making all kinds of noises now, you know, because she's got the reflux, the GERD,
as they say,
where she has to kind of bear down to keep her food down. And so when she does that, she opens her mouth and goes, which makes her sound, you know, like she's a deaf, developmentally disabled person.
Right.
It's like living with Lisa May.
That's for a different
reason. So I invariably will hold her up in front of me and I'll go, and I'll do it back to her while she's doing it.
She's going to think that's the language.
It may be.
That's how they learn.
She'll go, my wife will stop that. Like, why? It's funny. I'm mirroring her.
Only you'll be able to talk to her in the future.
At which, at that point, she projectile vomited.
Yes.
Right into my mouth. As I was going, she went, It was like Spider-Man shooting webs out of his arms.
Oh, that isn't good for you.
It's not good for you.
Wow, that's awesome.
To which my wife has never laughed harder and said, see, that's what you get.
Of
and
course.
She said, did that go in your mouth? And I went, and I ran quickly to the sink and washed
now,
my mouth.
Now, I have heard that parents, after a very short time, they don't even notice bodily fluids anymore because they're just up to their elbows in them all the time, right?
For the most part, you don't until a baby throws up in your mouth.
Well, I guess that has crossed it a line.
I don't care. The most jaded parent, I think, would have to notice that.
Your girl crossed the line. I hope you put her on timeout or something.
Oh, I sent her to a boarding school.
Now, Miss Cleo, I hear that you visited the homeland. You were back in a burqa at Dubai. What? How was your vacation?
It was good, but it started off with a bang when the TSA decided to strip search me on my way.
All right.
I was in line in LAX, getting onto my plane to head out to Dubai, and no metal detect. Like the thing doesn't beep when I go through, and he's like, "I'm gonna need you to step aside, little lady."
Yeah. Listen, I
get you a giant can that made of C4.
This is what he thought.
Giant size can. Yeah.
Secondary screening.
The explosives.
Secondary screening.
It had nothing to do with you being Middle Eastern yet, or say it just had to do with big boobs, right?
No, because it was a lady that strip searched me.
All right. Yeah.
But did a guy get to watch?
No, well, the entire airport that was sitting in security line got to watch because they didn't even put me in like a secret place. They just straight up in front of everyone.
They looked at your secret place, I bet.
Wow.
But that was kind of embarrassing for me because now I'm thinking, okay, I'm heading into the Middle East and everyone who's going to be on my plane is watching me and is thinking, why is this girl being singled out?
Well, they all know. They all know it's because of your giant cans.
Yeah.
No. Listen, I know this is a million to one shot, but if anybody was there and got that on their camera phone or something, send it right to us.
It was very bizarre.
Did you have a good time in Dubai?
I did. I had a lot of fun. I went on the tallest building in the world.
Did you keep your mouth shut?
No, of course not.
Last time she went, where'd you go? Saudi Arabia?
Saudi.
With your dad. And
she spoke out of turn.
She was like yelling in a mosque. Yeah, what about? I'm not going to put on a burqa. We're like, how about a little less of that when you're
yeah,
over there?
Yeah, I did almost get my ass thrown in jail. But, you know. Yeah, no.
Well,
whatever.
Welcome back. Lisa May, how was your holiday? Did you miss this? Huh?
Yeah, of course I missed
sure,
you.
Sure, yeah.
I followed all your tweets, Bean.
Oh, no.
You didn't really.
No, not really. Right, I went to Cabo for 5 days, and then I also went up to Hearst Castle for a couple of days, and that was beautiful. But I will tell you one little thing that happened is coming back from Cabo.
Sorry, I still have this going on. This isn't sexy.
Cabo.
Our plane was 3 hours delayed. And our flight was supposed to be at 7:10, and they turned off the air conditioning in the airport, and everybody left. And so there's just the people waiting for this flight, and the temperature just kept climbing and climbing. We finally went over to where the marble was, and we all just laid on the floor on the cool marble.
Nice. I know this is a long shot, but if anybody got that on your video phone, send it in.
It was the most bizarre thing. It's like, why would you do that?
Yeah, don't talk to me about heat.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah. You're
right.
I
were in the desert.
You were born
yeah.
on the sun.
Kevin, you were the ugly American in Italy. How was that?
Oh, it was the best
hey,
ever.
Hey, how you like it? How's so the country for you?
It was so. That's another one of those like trip of a lifetime things where I've always, and it's just the most amazing place.
Oh, you had never been to Italy before?
I'd been briefly.
Right.
And it was when I was drunk, so I didn't really remember much about it.
Yeah, as opposed to this time.
This time I was drunk. Mildly drunk. Yeah. That's all. Bean?
We do tend to live in the United States where it seems like we're the focus of the world, but you spend about 3 days in Europe and you realize they don't care about us, they don't know about us, we don't matter to most people in the world, which is it's kind of refreshing and eye-opening when you travel. That is one, I think, an advantage to traveling is to get a little bit of a global perspective. Yeah, I was in Paris for the first time. I'd never been to Paris before.
Oh.
There's so much death there. I was in heaven. Are you kidding me?
That's true. Yeah,
who
they
would
do.
Fit in with the ugly, ugly, hateful France more than Bean.
Yeah, they hate him, he hates them.
Maybe they loved him. I don't know, because he's so rude to people and stuff.
He is like us. Oh. That's everyone.
He is one of us.
Here, have a baguette and a beret.
It was very Frenchy. I will tell you that. It was definitely very Frenchy. But tons of death because the city's been there for like 2,000 years or something like that. So you can visit all these. There's graveyards just everywhere. I went out to Normandy.
To the
I saw so much death out in Normandy, which is, you know, I mean, for me, that's a jackpot. That's like Vegas for you, Kevin, because I go out there and there's like 20,000 graves in one place.
Those
I
of you that
totally
are
that.
New listeners, Bean loves human death. And
I do
does
enjoy death.
He visits cemeteries on purpose, out of his way, doesn't know anyone that's buried there, just likes to go look at it and rejoice.
Yeah.
He
wants to be around it.
He walks over every headstone and goes, ha ha!
He goes, oh, I envy you. I wish I was you in the ground, a nice cool ground 6 feet under instead of living here with people.
I did party with Jim Morrison of the Doors, though. How many people could say that on their vacation? I went hung out with him.
Did you crawl on your belly in the beach of Normandy and go, damn you, Hitler?
Did you crawl on his belly? Are you kidding?
I didn't do that, but it was a great time, and I'm glad to be back.
Let's get back to Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
Let's get back to that.
So what were you wearing when she gave you the search?
That's what they said
sundress?
Was the reason they pulled me over. A long sundress.
Yeah.
She said, I can't tell what's underneath here.
Oh, yeah.
You're wearing a sundress today.
Oh,
we can't
was.
Tell either, by
yeah,
the way.
So you might want to hike that up.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Got a great email from listener Mario Escobar, who, by the way, had to be involved in that fake World Cup made of cocaine that Rob was talking about last hour, right?
And the drug trade during the 80s and 90s, right, Pablo?
Absolutely.
It's his son.
Dear Kevin and Bean, welcome back from vacation. I am emailing you because while you were gone, the one-year anniversary of the passing of Michael Jackson happened. I think it would be awesome if you dialed up the hotline to heaven, have Michael speak his mind to your friend Dr. Conrad Murray. It'd be interesting to hear if Michael is willing to let the doc off the hook. I think that's a great idea, Mario. We are here to present your instant request.
Listen up, everyone!
New instant.
Make a request.
Instant request! Kevin and Bean.
Instant request.
All right. First of all, let's dial up the hotline to heaven, see if we can get our man Michael Jackson on the line, find out how he's doing. Michael, can you hear us okay?
Hello!
Whoa!
What are you doing with a horn? Why do you have a horn, Michael?
I have a horn.
What?
You do have a horn.
Everyone in heaven gets one horn.
We don't need more people with horns.
There's too much of that going on down here.
Everyone in heaven also gets a buzuzeba, whatever.
A buzuzella, right, yeah.
Zubazabazel.
Michael, sure. Just real quick before we bring on our special guest for you, was there any kind of celebration for you after being up in heaven for 1 year? Is there a ceremony or you get a badge, a party, a prize? What?
Yes, you get a badge, a party, and a prize. Those are the three things you get.
Those are good guesses, though, I think. You have to understand, though, Michael, we haven't been there yet.
Some people think the badge is the prize. But no, you get a separate badge, and then you get a prize.
I see.
It comes at the bottom of a box like Cracker Jack.
That's
usually
great.
It's tattoos.
I am going to withdraw the question. All right, the other half of Mario's It's the Request is Dr. Conrad Murray, the man who was in the room with you when you died just over a year ago. Dr. Murray, hello. Welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show.
No, you don't have, you have one too?
Once again, say, let the sick poke on time, let the continue, say, Mr. Noto, see me the island.
Okay, enough about that, Dr. Murray. Is there anything you'd like to say to Michael Jackson? We have been able to connect you to the hotline to heaven, and he's on the line now.
Hey, man, when it's come, this is no island style, no semi shake of the thread, no socum, miggity, oh, blood, blood, blood.
Yeah, that's why I died. Because I didn't know what the hell he was saying.
But I can say so what a tom pie can rotto to say, no game voodoo. Hey, skip it to God when I say chicken head come right to the window.
I thought he was offering me some alcohol to help me go to sleep.
So it was just a giant misunderstanding.
I thought it was propofol.
Oh, I see. The accent got you. Yeah.
I thought a little nightcap might help me, you know, get some sleep.
So you're just now finding out how it happened?
Yes.
Wow.
I thought he said alcohol, but now in retrospect...
Dr. Murray, don't you think perhaps you should clear up your speech a little so people don't mistake propofol for alcohol?
Okay, we're almost out of time here, Doctor. How about an apology for killing the brother?
Mr. Michael Jackson, no guru to Bukarakandai, Sambanga, the Bandarakatain Toso.
And Michael will give you the final word.
Well, that was better than a badge or a prize.
All right. Hey!
Nope. 106.7 K Rock is K R O Q, and it's 6:54.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Ralph Garman joins us for a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
It's on again. It's on.
What's on?
Let's go.
What? What?
We're declaring war in Japan.
Japan?
Yep.
What?
Us versus them.
Yeah.
Where they disrespected our professional world-class eater.
What are you talking about?
Joey Chestnut. Joey the Jaws.
Is this the competitive eating championship?
Yeah, you know they do at Nathan's Hot Dogs every 4th of July. They see how many hot dogs you can eat.
Yeah.
And Takeru Kobayashi.
Hey!
Also known as the Tsunami. He wouldn't sign the contract with Major League Eating. The MLE.
Wait, there's a Major League Eating?
Yes. And so he boycotted, and then our boy, our American boy, Joey Chestnut, gets up there, wolfs down 54 hot dogs, and then Kobayashi's all like, oh, let me eat, and he bum-rushed the stage.
Really?
They had to arrest him and haul him off. I said, let's go. Drop the bomb. So well, knock Nagasaki like, on their ass. Let's do
think,
it.
I don't think a hot dog eating championship lives
there
up to...
There have been wars fought over less, Kevin.
I know, but that's
not
good.
It's time for us to stand up.
First of all...
We will lose... Gluttony superiority if we don't say draw a line in the sand.
I believe we've already won this one. I believe Joey is the undisputed champion of world eating right now. But I don't understand what Japanese guy's complaint was about the contract, because I heard it's the same contract that they ask him to sign every year.
Yeah, well, he didn't
why
want to sign
this year?
This time.
What's going on with this dude?
I don't know.
I love that he showed up and tried to force his way into the contest, though. I love that so much.
The crowd was screaming, "Let him eat! Let him eat!"
So there was some Kobayashi supporters there in the crowd, but I saw that. I was like, come on, let's do it.
I do have Joey Chestnut's post-game interview if you'd like to hear some of that.
Yes.
You know, when I came out here, I knew what I had to do, and it's 4th of July. I was just having fun eating hot dogs.
Yeah, that's good to know. Mm.
It's for the dogs. It's for the dogs. It's not for the kids. It's for the dogs. This is Mel Gibson's greatest sequel ever.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to hear this.
Better than Lethal Weapon 2. This is a sequel. Of course, remember the first classic he made, Are You a Jew?
He made that
highway patrolman when they pulled him over for being blasted drunk driving around Malibu.
Right.
That was a classic. And now the follow-up to Are You a Jew
when you get raped by a bunch of N-words.
You'll have had it coming.
Wow.
Mel Gibson has this girlfriend, Oksana Grigorievna. A very attractive musician, and he was a girlfriend with... they were in a relationship for like 8 minutes, and during that 8 minutes, somehow he managed to get her pregnant. And wow. They had a baby together, but then they had a acrimonious split up, apparently. Because Oksana now is saying that she's got tapes of Mel Gibson going into an ugly, racist, profanity-laced tirade at her.
Oh, boy.
That she recorded.
Oh,
and she is threatening to release it.
By the way, if she recorded it, that instantly tells you it's not the first time.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Because she would have never just guessed if right. It was, you know, the first time.
She added today that she will be releasing, maybe releasing photos of the two front teeth that he knocked out.
Oh,
and
wow.
Her bruised face in accompaniment with these tapes.
She should release them. F him.
Let me give you some quotes from the. From the tapes, shall we? You're an embarrassment to me, Gibson apparently tells Oksana on these tapes. You look like an effing pig in heat.
Well, wait a minute. Let's stop right there. Did she?
She may have.
Okay.
And if you get raped by a pack of N-words, it will be your fault.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, he didn't.
That sounds reasonable.
Wow.
You are a whore, a C-word, and a B-word. I am going to come and burn the effing house down, he tells her.
Wow.
How dare you act like a bitch when I've been so effing nice.
Hey, so that's a pretty reasonable reaction, huh?
That's my favorite quote of the entire story.
Wow, he's been nice.
Why are you being such a bitch when I'm being so effing nice?
Except for the two teeth. Except for that.
Look, sometimes, bitch gotta learn.
Did you hear Mel Gibson's comment when they asked him about it?
I did not.
You know, I came out here, I knew what I had to do, and it's 4th of July, I was just having fun eating hot dogs.
I don't think that was Mel Gibson.
That wasn't him?
No. Not all marriages and relationships, though, are bad news in showbiz today. Congratulations to former Miss California USA Carrie Prejean. She became Mrs. Kyle Bowler over the weekend. He, of course, the quarterback for the Oakland Raiders. Wow, that is a marriage made in loser heaven right there, isn't it?
That'll last not until the season begins.
And Jenna Fisher of The Office got married over the weekend to a writer named Lee Kirk, who apparently the couple is very much in love, so congratulations. And sad news, ladies.
Right.
One of your dream boats, Lisa, is off the market.
Who got married?
Oh, he's not married. He just got engaged. Oh. But Joe Francis, creator of the Girls Gone Wild empire.
That hot piece of ass.
Yeah. He has proposed to his girlfriend, CBS reporter Christina McLarty. They apparently are engaged. They've been dating for 4 years. Well, not quite 4 years since Joe has spent 339 days in prison. So, like 3 years, technically.
What is she doing?
CBS reporter. She used to
work for Hillary Clinton, by the way.
This is bizarre.
I know. However,
might I suggest cash?
Joe says that they are going to enter into a civil domestic partnership instead of a traditional wedding because they said they are going to wait until all gays and lesbians have the right to marry in America before they get married.
This is what will push it right over the top.
Or, Joe says, until I've seen every teenage girl's boobs by getting her drunk and making her flash me. So one of those two things has to happen first before they actually tie the knot officially. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ned Beatty, very talented character actor for many, many years. He is 73 years old today. President George W. Bush is 64, as is Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Yeah. 64,
he said recently.
Did he?
Yeah. Jeffrey Rush.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer,
That'd be band Rush, Jeffrey Rush.
Jeffrey Rush was the lead singer.
Talented.
No?
They named it after him, right?
Like the bird.
Talented actor who played, of course, Captain Barbarossa in the Pirates of the Caribbean films. Perhaps that's how you know him best. Or is
we were
Shine.
Confused.
He won the Oscar for Shine, the movie Shine.
Not this?
No.
Just trying to get one step ahead.
Rapper 50 Cent is 34 years old today. And remember the show Sister, Sister?
Yeah!
No.
Sister, Sister.
Tia and Tamara.
Tia and Tamara Mowry. Twins, identical twin sisters who were the stars of that show are now 32 years old after all these years.
Are you doing porn?
Yes. as far as you know.
The only reason I know Mike would know.
No, they're not doing porn there. They're both very talented actresses in their own right who can't get a job.
They're also in a band. A Monday
warrior, Still not Rush. All right. Ralph Garman, I walk the show.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday, back from the 4th of July holiday weekend. Kevin, I was very surprised to not get any reports whatsoever of you ending up in an emergency room this year or
having
altercations with the police, the neighbors. Usually every 4th of July, there's trouble in your house.
Well, as you know, that's my favorite holiday because I like to blow up stuff.
Yes.
I like fire and I like explosives. But we were on vacation, so that we didn't do it this year.
Oh, I see.
Every other year, someone gets injured or burned, or there is a neighbor altercation.
Exactly. It's not complete.
I feel like I missed out. I need to go back and maybe do it tonight. That's how I feel.
Well, we're going to be taking your telephone calls about 4th of July disasters. 4th of July's gone wrong, and it can involve drinking and fights. It can involve fireworks mishaps. I got a couple. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. And I got a couple of stories for you to give you an idea of the sorts of things that I was excited to read over the holiday. First of all, maybe you saw this 4th of July parade that was going on in Ohio, where two of the horses that were pulling a carriage went crazy. They brushed up against each other and they got spooked or something like that, and they just took off right into the crowd.
Oh, no.
Injured 23 parade viewers, including a 60-year-old woman who later died at the hospital. So,
wow.
That's a perfect example of how you don't want your 4th of July to go, because here you are in a small town in Ohio and you're going out to stand on the street and watch a parade go by, and the next thing you know, you're in the hospital and you're dead. So, not an ideal Independence Day, right? That's not what you want.
You wouldn't have told that story if she lived, would you have?
No, absolutely, because it's still hilarious. Fireworks display at Palmyra Middle School in Pennsylvania went horribly wrong on Sunday when one of the fireworks misfired and shot right into the crowd.
Yeah, that happens.
It happens at least once a year. You see a story like this. 11 people suffered burns, contusions, and abrasions. 4 of the injured were children. 1 was somebody who worked there at the fireworks display.
Those rockets, a lot of times, will go a different direction. You never know.
Yeah.
So every once in a while, you shoot one backwards, and it either hits people, they scatter, it hits a house. It's good fun. That's the fun of it.
Again, the last thing in the world that you expect when you're at a fireworks display is that the rocket is going to come right toward you.
Shouldn't be.
Yeah, a professional one.
A professional fireworks show, right. A professional one. All right.
Yours, we know.
And before we get to your calls of your 4th of July disasters at 1-800-520-1067, this is the one that got the most TV play over the holiday weekend. This is the guy that I expect one day, Kevin, you're going to grow up to be.
I could hope.
A New York man who blew off his arm lighting fireworks at an Independence Day party has been told his severed limb could not be reattached, the New York Post reported on Monday. It was one of those deals where he was, lighting the fireworks, and I guess depending on how big the firework is, I mean, doesn't it have like a little cannon or something that it shoots out of, Kevin? Sure. Some of them you don't just light and they take off out of your hand, right?
No. Some of them are way too dangerous to hold on to like that. You have to put them in a tube.
Yeah. So he put it in the tube and then didn't get out of the way in time.
Dumb.
And it clipped him on the shoulder. I mean,
oh my God.
Dumb, yeah. It's easy to see how something like that can happen, though. Because you've got a few seconds there. Anyway, so they can't reattach the arm. Friends and relatives who were attending the barbecue in Smith's backyard rushed around to the front after hearing the boom when the explosive fired into his shoulder.
Shortly
before 6 o'clock. Smith kept groaning, "Oh, man, I messed up. I really messed up."
That's the understatement of the world. And then he followed that up with, "Does anyone see my arm?"
Right. But I guess there's just too much damage or something like that, too much trauma to try to reattach it. But at least he got a Cherry Coke, so at least there is a happy ending to the story.
I lit my head on fire, kind of like Michael Jackson in a Pepsi commercial one time.
How'd you do that?
Just sparks went flying, and all of a sudden, people started yelling, and my head was burning. I was hitting myself in the head like a crazy man. It's good times.
How much in Southern California, how much have they been clamping down on the sale of fireworks? What is it? What are the laws in California in terms of...
It depends on where in California.
It's city to city, which is bizarre.
But you can't really buy the big ones.
Yeah,
the good stuff anywhere. they keep that under the counter. You got to know a guy like Omar, right?
Right.
To get that sort of stuff.
Right. I wouldn't know because I don't get the big ones. But I'm saying if you were to get the big ones, they're just not on every street corner. Mm-hmm. You have to know where to go.
All right.
And
let's
usually out of state, and sometimes Mexico.
How about Indian reservations, by the way? That's where they always buy them in Washington.
Yeah, you can buy them there. Yeah.
But they're not the big ones though. That's what I'm saying.
1-800-520-1067. Call us if you have 4th of July horror stories, disaster stories, funny stories from this past weekend. Let's start with Seth. He is on line 2. Call us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Exactly what we're talking about. Hi, Seth. Welcome to the show. What's going on, man?
What's going on? Hey, this last 4th of July, just a couple days ago, my my buddy gets a hold of some illegals, you know, some of the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he got hit in the face with illegal fireworks three times this weekend.
Three
times?
What? How does that happen more than once?
Wait, did you say she?
No, he did.
He did. Hit in the face three times.
Yeah, we're at my buddy Mark's mom's house. We're sitting in the back, and we're just telling that joke, you know, it's only funny until somebody gets hurt, and then it's hilarious.
Poke somebody's eye out, right? All that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So right when they said that, one of those mortars that shoot up really high in the sky, the really super legal ones.
Right.
It blows up, and then one of the pieces hits him right in the eye, and he just goes crazy, falls to the ground. He, like, hits his knee on a table and starts bleeding.
Okay, now, now hold on. All of that is understandable. We're all good with that. Now, where does he go, and what does he do, and how does he get hit the second time?
Well, the second time was because we were doing a Roman candle fight.
Right.
We had like a...
Okay, so wait a minute. Let me just back up. So the guy that got hit in the eye is now having a Roman candle fight.
He's still down to play with fireworks.
Why wouldn't you? I mean...
That's a good point. I think I'd be at the hospital if I'd been hit in the eye and was bleeding.
All right, so he's having a Roman candle fight. Those are the ones that you hold on to and they just shoot out the fiery balls?
Yeah, you get like about 8 fiery balls of death.
Okay, so he got some fiery balls in the face. All right.
Oh!
What? We're talking about fireworks. Okay. All right. Yeah. So that's two.
He gets hit, and then the third time, we were about to end our night, and then our buddy Bond shows up, and he's like, I still got this giant bag of illegal fireworks, and we've got to get this thing done.
Did you say your friend's name was Bomb?
No, Bond.
Oh, Bond.
B-O-N-D,
okay.
Like right. James.
Just checking. Because if Bomb shows up, I'm moving.
And then what did your friend do to get hit a third time? Why wouldn't he stay as far away from those fireworks as he could?
Well, you figured he would, and the thing is, he was. It's just it wasn't his luck. I mean, we let off another one of those, you know, illegal fireworks, and some crazy spark comes out of nowhere, a rogue spark, and hits him right in the face.
Look, to me,
spark came from, and I wasn't even there.
To me, that's God saying, I want you to die. I mean, really, what are the chances? Even if he was uncovered and watching in close, what are the chances three of them would hit him in the face?
Exactly. That's amazing. All right, Seth, outstanding call, my friend. Thank you very much. By the way, you can go to kevinandbean.com, and we do have a photo gallery of 4th of July's gone wrong if you want to amuse yourself today. I think you'll enjoy it. So you hang on, Dean. You hang on, Isaac. And we got room for your calls, too. 1-800-520-1067. We'll return after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Rent a friend is the business. You're traveling. You go to another city. You don't know anybody. You pay somebody to hang out with you while you're there. Sound like a good idea? Someone has made a business out of it, and we'll talk to him coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we're recapping 4th of July weekends for people who had disastrous times, particularly if it involved fireworks. The show that I saw, I see the little island fireworks every year. The guy two doors down from me had really professional-grade fireworks. I mean, the exact same kind of fireworks that were going to be shown in the professional show later on that night.
Yeah, so that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd never seen a citizen with such impressive fireworks.
Me
either. It was pretty unbelievable. But nobody got blown up, so it was very disappointing. So let's take your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Danner? He's on line 5. It sounds like somebody at his party made a rookie mistake. Let's see what's going on. Hey, Danner, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing today?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
So I bought this crazy firework from my friend Nesto, and he said that, you know, Nesto's a mess guy. He said he got it over the border. He's an old friend of mine. He said, like, this is the crazy. So I'm really excited about it. There's a barbecue. And we're at the barbecue, and, you know, this is, like, the big deal. I told everyone about
right,
it.
Right, right. Good firework. Everybody's excited, yes.
And so me and my friend Phil, who's cooking the meat,
right,
to an argument.
Was he cooking it medium well or well, would you say?
He wouldn't let me taste the meat, and that's how the argument came about.
Now, are we talking steaks here or hamburgers, or what you guys have going?
They were skewers. They're, like, some special
Lebanese. All right, Dana, we're mocking you because we'd like you to get to the part where something went wrong.
Wait, okay. What part of Mexico is Nesto from? I didn't hear that.
I don't know.
All right.
So what happened with the fireworks?
Phil and I start arguing, and he says, you know, forget you and your firework, and he just grabs our firework, and he throws them in the barbecue to, like, get back at me because I called him some Lebanese ethnic slurs.
All right.
And it exploded, like, inside of the barbecue.
Wow.
Awesome.
But that wasn't an accident. He did it on purpose to F you up.
I mean, that was like his own personal attack on me because
right.
He knows how excited I was about the barbecue. But then Like, about a minute later, we noticed that...
Hang on a second. Hold on. Do we have time for then?
We don't have time for then.
And do we think it'll pay off?
Danner, thank you for the call. Enjoy that double rainbow. Let's try... how about Don? He's on line three on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Don. Welcome to the program. What happened?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's up, Lisa May?
What's up?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this Sunday we are lighting off mortars, and first we started off by holding them in each hand and above our heads and lighting them off, and that wasn't enough. So,
well, wait a minute. Are these the little ones that look like grenades?
No, oh. The big ones, the big Disneyland ones.
That, well, you can't hold that over your. You can't hold that in your hand.
Oh yeah, we were holding them in our hand, one in each hand, and that wasn't enough. So we taped them together, and I had three, and I held it above my head, and it went off, and one of the tubes broke. Through the bottom, cracked me in the head, gave me a softball-sized lump, and everybody started calling me Rocket Man the rest of the night.
All right.
That is brilliant.
Good times. Were you? Let me just guess. Drinking?
A little bit.
All right. There you go. Couple. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Dean. Hi, Dean.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Dean.
What happened?
Good morning, Lisa. Good
morning.
Hey, we were out in Fontana, and the Fontana PD decided to pee in our 4th of July Cheerios. We might have had a dozen bottle rockets, and these are not the big skyrockets. They were, you know, they were like the number two pencil size.
Just those little ones?
Just the little ones. And we had maybe a dozen between the three of us and an unmarked Fontana PD. They were in a Honda Civic.
Wow.
Yeah, seriously. We hadn't even lit them off. We were actually waiting for the ice cream man to leave, and as soon as the ice cream man
left... Is that code?
No.
Oh, the actual ice cream. All right.
I wish it were. They rolled up and popped three people, and one girl actually only had one rocket in her hand and got a ticket for $2,500.
$2,500?
They wrote three tickets for $2,500 for like a dozen bottle rockets.
How about that?
Wow.
Hey, the state's broke, dude. You know, they got to do what they got to do. All right. Thank you very much for the call. Do we have time for Melissa? She is on the super secret line. I think she's got a story she'd like to share as well. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, thank you so much.
No.
Yes.
Oh, it's that, Melissa. It's Mrs. Kevin, no. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. Yes.
No, wait a minute. No, nothing happened this 4th of July.
You know why nothing happened this year? Because we're still paying off the lawsuits from the past nothing. 3 years.
Oh, how dare you. Well, we're out of time. Thanks for calling.
Is Kevin the kind of guy who should not be entrusted with personal fireworks, Melissa? Because that's my read on him.
It's amazing the state still hasn't taken our children.
How dare you.
Okay, so we had this whole talk last year about, listen, Kev, you've got to find a way to get your fireworks from Mexico to not go near the children. People are starting to freak out about you lighting their kids on fire. Babe, I got it. We're going to put the kids over here. All the kids are going to be over here. It's going to be totally safe.
That did happen. I gave him a safe zone. I said, if you stand here, nothing will happen.
And okay. I said to him, I said, Kevin, are you sure? Do you promise... Babe, I got it. Come on. I'm an expert at fireworks. You know me. I said, you lit your head on fire. No, babe, I got it. So first firework goes out, boom, right in the middle of the children.
It did. It took off like straight up, but then as if it knew where the kids were, it turned and it had some kind of weird guidance system that took it right into the group of kids.
Into the safe zone.
Yes.
I mean, it couldn't have landed better directly in the middle of a group of children aged 3 to 12.
Right, but no one got hurt, so it was all good. Thanks
so
for calling.
I seriously think that the Ryder firework display has come to an end because we have no friends left.
You're so wrong.
It is a little dangerous, I've heard.
I don't need friends to do a firework show.
Oh, is this going to be me? And our children will be gone.
I doubt you'll even be there. It'll just be me by myself, and I'll be perfectly happy.
Who wants to rent a friend? Come on, who's with me?
That seems... I don't know. That just seems pathetic to me.
But, you know, I am not comfortable traveling alone.
Well, you're a girl.
Right.
But you're also a karate expert.
Well, that's true. So, but, I mean, it's just kind of a bummer traveling alone. I don't think it's very fun.
Here's the thing. There are people who don't like being alone. I'm not one of them. Like, I'll go to the movies alone.
No,
I'll travel alone. I'll go to Vegas alone.
Yeah,
because I lose my friends in Vegas anyway. So what's the point?
Well, we're going to talk to a representative from Rent a Friend here in a second. But here's the commercial for the service, and let's see what sorts of things that they are advertising for.
Rentafriend.com has thousands of friends from all over the United States and Canada. There are many reasons why you may want to rent a friend, and no matter the reason, we can help you find the perfect friend. Perhaps you're traveling to a new city and would like a local to show you around town. Maybe you would like to hire someone to accompany you to an event or social function.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about, couldn't they rent somebody to do their commercial without a speech impediment? That's what I'm talking about.
You can rent a friend to teach you a new skill, hobby, or to go with you to a movie or a restaurant. Many friends start at just $10 an hour, but almost all are negotiable.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, negotiable.
And many will even waive their fee, depending on the activity.
Now, I think when I understand where you're coming from, Kevin, when you say that this sounds pathetic. If I decide tonight I'm going to go out to dinner and I call a service to hire somebody and pay him $10 an hour
you're
to go
pathetic.
Sit with me at the Denny's. Yeah, that's a little sad. But I can see other – I can see, hey, I'm going skiing this weekend and it would be more fun to have somebody to go skiing with. I can see somebody doing something like that.
Yeah, there are definitely activities where it's activities. Way more fun to go – have someone with you.
But if that's important to you, then you go with a friend. Is it people who don't have friends? I don't even understand
this. I don't
this.
Know.
If having
just,
friends
if
is important to you, you don't go skiing until your friend can go, and then you go.
Very few of my friends will do something with me twice, though, Kevin. that's what you don't understand. All right, how about the traveling angle, which is the angle that we first thought about when we heard about Rent-A-Friend? What about something like that? If you're in another city and you're there for a whole weekend, you don't know a single person, you're there on business, you're there for a meeting Monday or something like that, would there be any scenario where you might think, hey, it'd be fun to have somebody to hang out with, maybe a local who can show me around?
Yes, it would. And my first question would be,
are we going to bone?
No, I don't know. I don't get that. Maybe I'm just like, that's not my type of thing, but I'm
right.
Perfectly fine on my own. I don't like having conversations with strangers so much
because mm-hmm.
It's all little talk, small talk, and you just kind of, unless she's hot.
I could see it.
Unless she's hot, but $10 an hour, she's not hot. Right? And then the
right.
Negotiable part.
For that.
If the negotiable part means what I think it means, then I'm in.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm dying. That's why I'm hoping, and we're still trying to get Mr. Rosenbaum on the phone. That's why we have all these questions for him, because Rent-A-Friend is upfront by saying platonic friendship only, not a dating website, not an escort agency. Services on rentafriend.com are strictly for friendship purposes, to which you say BS, right?
Yeah, I'm saying then I'm not going to use it. I mean, what's the point? To make small talk with strangers? Does anyone enjoy that?
Why wouldn't this guy we're supposed to talk to rent a friend to wake him up in time for the interview?
That's a good question. I don't know.
He's still not there.
Well, what they're saying is that they're getting a hold of his wife, and I'm here to tell you, doesn't have a wife.
he rented a wife.
Yes. I mean, there's no pot. I mean, this maybe I'm missing the point. You would like
I
it, Lisa?
See,
you would like it if you
I
traveled?
I can see in certain circumstances, yes. If I were in a strange city and I just wanted someone to go with me to, I don't know, some site that I wanted to see. I mean, I kind of think it's cool to say, hey, look at that to someone.
Right.
Rather than just being by myself. And if you happen.
That's why you go with someone.
I know, but sometimes people can't go with you. They're working.
Right.
You know, we have vacation
exactly.
At set times. And sometimes you just can't get someone to go with you.
Unless
but
someone
you still
says...
Go.
If you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
Then I'd be in.
I know.
No?
Well, my advice is if you're interested, go to rentafriend.com. Check it out. Don't set up an interview to talk to the guy, but check out the website if it sounds like something you'd like more information about. We'll be right back with Ralph Showbizbeat after this on the Kevin and Bean. Kevin and Bean listener Ricardo is taking a baseball road trip up the West Coast in a couple of weeks. Wants to know if I would like to be rented out as a friend when he is in Seattle. What do you guys think?
Oh, man.
Is there money to be made here for me being a rent-a-friend?
Yes, but
who's
what was
the
his
loser
name?
On this end of the deal?
What was his name?
Ricardo.
Don't do it. Ricardo, do not do it.
What a waste of money.
Don't do it.
What do you get for your rental fee? You get Bean?
You should hire a gang member that will beat you up before you hire Bean.
All right, so I'm going to say no on that, but thank you, Ricardo. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Highlights, apparently, of the World Darts Championship coming up next. In case you were wondering what we were sitting on, what we were saving for our first day back. That's what we've got for you coming up after the top of the hour. Right now, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Before I get to the Showbiz news, how would you like a pair of passes to the 2010 ESPY Awards?
Oh, those are great.
Oh, that's a big event.
Happening live from the Nokia Theater at LA Live on Wednesday, July the 14th. For those of you who don't know, of course, the ESPY Awards go to the most proficient people with ESP. All the best psychics in the world get together and they give the ESPY to the guy who sees the most clearly into the future or reads your mind.
It's for sports stars, and all the big names are there from all the major sports and tons of other like celebrities. It's really turned into a pretty good show.
It's for sports stars who have ESP on top of being talented. They also have ESP. That's amazing. Like LeBron James can like tell you when your birthday was and stuff.
I'm not. You're just
be cool. It is going to be hosted by Seth Meyers from Saturday Night Live. As Bean mentioned, all the biggest sports stars in the world would be there. You can vote for the Lakers, Kobe, and Phil Jackson in their respective categories on ESPN.com if you're so inclined. If you're a Lakers fan. Anyway, first three callers that get through to Miss Cleo at 1-800-520-1067. First three callers will get a pair of passes to attend the 2010 ESPY Awards.
But you have to say these words.
Giant size cans.
Yeah, how so, can you not when you're talking to her? Lindsay Lohan will be spending a little time in court today. There's going to be a hearing about whether she possibly violated her parole or not.
I thought that was already passed.
Well, Kevin, you have to understand, she was wearing the scram bracelet. They put the scram bracelet on her.
Right.
And it has since gone off.
Right.
So now they'd need to talk to her again about that violation of her probation. Now, Lindsay, of course, is denying that she had anything to drink. She's saying a drink was spilled on her. That's what set off the scram anklet.
Yes.
Okay. I was simply bathing my feet in margaritas. I was dangling my feet in a pool of margaritas, and I said, oh, I forgot, I'm wearing a scram bracelet. So maybe we'll find out what happened there. Speaking
Lindsay!
Of which...
Lindsay! Lindsay! Lindsay Lohan!
Speaking of
Lilo... Psycho Mike's in-depth interview with her.
She was hitting the town on her 24th birthday, hanging out with Doug Reinhardt, who apparently is an on-again, off-again romance for her, and she got sucker punched by a waitress.
What?
Apparently, this is according to Us Weekly magazine, the server had a history with Doug Reinhardt as well.
Oh.
And words were exchanged, an altercation came to pass, and Lindsay caught a punch to the face.
A lot worse than you made it sound.
So it's been a rough couple days for Lindsay. And then everybody was playing these horns in her bedroom, and so it got even worse. Have you seen the photos that Katy Perry has taken for the cover of Esquire UK?
No, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
My God!
Where is it? Where is it?
It's everywhere. You can see it at the HuffingtonPost.com. You can see it. There's a lot of different sources.
KevinandBean.com. You can see it there.
Well, there you go.
Giant size cannons.
I put up the video of that shoot. It's unbelievable.
Mm. I have a block on you, so I'll have to undo
that. It is her topless shooting her photos.
Yes.
And she's topless. I don't know if you mentioned that she's topless.
She's the best person in the world ever.
But now Katy is asking for our help. Katy apparently is a huge fan of Glee.
Okay.
And a la Betty White for Saturday Night Live, she is asking her fans to start a Facebook campaign to get her on that show.
All right, now I have a boner.
Please, she says, too. I would love someone to start that Facebook group and persuade them. I would absolutely love that.
I would, too.
She would like to be on Glee. I don't think she really needs a Facebook page to get on Glee.
No.
I bet the producers of Glee would be happy to have her stop by and do a couple numbers. So we'll see if we can get her on Glee and make her wishes come true.
Maybe Omar would have to admit the show's awesome if Katy Perry gets on it.
Speaking of Glee, have you seen Matthew Morrison's new girlfriend? Matthew Morrison, of course, plays Mr. Schuster on that show. He's the star. He's got a new girlfriend. Oh, a little English actress model named Kelly Brook. Oh.
Yeah!
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
That's who Mr. Shu is teaching some harmonies to. You know what I'm saying?
Just Kelly Brook?
Yeah, that's all. Just Kelly Brook.
If you don't know Kelly Brook, this one you should look up.
He's giving her the slushy to the face.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever
That's
seen
a Glee
the show
reference.
They take like a slushy and they throw it in the kid's face when they're walking down the hallway. That's what he's doing to her when she's walking down the hall. Because he's an odd man.
It's just strange. That's
strange.
It's, I think it's passion fruit. Am I out of time? Yes.
Something tells me I'm going to be doing a lot of eating tonight.
Okay.
I got a list here I want to do, but I don't have time. So I'll wait for the next hour. But I've got a list of the top 10 sexiest female spies ever in TV and movies. Interesting list. Kevin, you mentioned like the spy genre of motion pictures. Great list of the sexiest female spies in TV and movie history.
You were in the news Blackout Cave during vacation, Kevin, but a huge Russian spy ring was broken in the United States. They arrested 10 or 11 people, including one of them is, you know the one I'm talking about, Ralph, the redhead.
Yeah.
Way high.
Yeah.
And I guess that's probably why they made this list, is because it's kind of put spies back in the news. But yeah, you got to check her out.
Another one was apparently Mel Gibson's ex-girlfriend, Oksana Grigorieva. She was a Russian spy, and he sent a pack of guys after her, apparently. That's why I read something
what
like
kind
that.
Of, what kind of guys? Did you hear anything about that? What are they supposed to do when they get to her?
Spy busters, I guess you'd call them. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Ned Beatty, who can currently be heard in the smash hit story, what? Oh. Toy Story 3. He is the voice of Lots of Hugs Bear.
Wow.
It's a monster hit, Kevin.
He's the ruler, Kevin, of where the kids go to the daycare center. He's
right, where all the unwanted toys go there.
Yeah.
And he is not as benign as he may seem, my friend. Don't be fooled by his, Lots of Hugs. Isn't he cute? I'm Lots of Hugs. He's got a little cane and everything. Don't be fooled.
No, he's rolling with an iron fist out there.
You will pay the price if you take him lightly. That's all I'm telling you. Look at her.
Message received.
Naked, holding her boobs.
I know.
She was in here. She sat right here. On our show.
She
smelled good, though. Burt Ward, Robin to Adam West's Batman on the legendary TV series. He is 65 years old.
What's their relationship like now, Rob?
He's the receiver.
No, they do not. What? He's not. He's the catcher. Friends. He's the bottom. They are just good friends.
Because, Kirk and Spock, best friends, see each other hang out all the time after all these years. Not the case with Batman and the Boy Wonder.
No, but they are certainly amicable. Now, Burt Ward is into dog food. He's not into it, but he's got a line of dog food. He's started his own line of dog food.
Huh.
Gentle Giants for, Great Danes and large breed dogs. He's designed his own dog food.
All right.
Maybe we can talk to Bert about his dog food. Let's have him on and talk about the Gentle Giant dog food. What
I'd like
say?
To suggest no.
Come on.
We can make Lisa eat it like Dick Van Patten.
That's right. We did make Dick Van Patten dog
that is
food.
Good enough
oh,
for
it's
people.
Good enough to eat.
No, it's great. It's human grade food.
Really? Lisa, eat it.
And we made her eat dog food.
And I did.
Not interested. You can say. Talk to Adam West a bunch. Maybe Bert Ward, come on, we can talk about his dog food.
You made Lisa eat it with no utensils.
Well, I wanted to see if it would be like a
utensils makes it better.
No, but wanted to see if she would, if the same flavor as how a dog would eat it.
Yeah. How many times?
And then she went and you had to hit her with the newspaper, remember?
Yes. And then we had her spayed and neutered, remember that?
Express her anal gland.
And she peed and we rubbed her nose
all
in
right,
it.
Are we done with this?
Then we took her for a walk and she smashed into a light pole. She don't see so well. George W. Bush. Who was also for a short time Robin to Adam West's Batman. Really? I don't know if you know that or not.
I was not aware of that.
64 years old today. Sylvester Stallone is 64. Jeffrey Rush, of course, best known as Captain Barbarossa.
I hope he fails.
Now that's Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah. That is a different Rush. That is the Canadian rock band Rush.
Also not Jeffrey Rush.
Not the same.
Still, as I mentioned, Captain Barbarossa, probably how you best know him from the Pirates of the Caribbean films. 50 Cent is 34 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Showbiz Beat.
Look, there's a lot of sports going on in the world, Kevin, but I'm trying to figure out how you ended up watching the World Dart Championships. I mean,
I was flipping,
what's going on?
I was trying to find something less interesting than the World Cup.
I love
and
the World
he finally
Cup.
Found something.
First of all, semifinals start today at 11:30.
World Cup's been pretty awesome so far this year, Ralph. A lot of unbelievable games.
Ralph, do you see the Spain game?
Any draws?
Did you see the Ghana game?
During the World Cup?
Not since the group stage, man. They're all knockout stages. You got to get into this. Today at 11:30. Tomorrow at 11:30.
Go Ghana.
Saturday, third place game. Sunday, final.
Go Uruguay.
Ghana's out. Uruguay.
You're still a gay.
Uruguay is in today, but hopefully they'll be out. All right, listen. I was flipping around, and I saw the World Championship of Darts, and I thought, that's got to be a joke, right? It's like a parody or something. It was on one of the Fox Sports channels.
Yeah.
And just like poker was at one point where everyone went, what are you talking about? How big is this?
Watching poker? Yeah, people couldn't comprehend it.
Not only does it exist, it's a huge subculture, and most people didn't realize it until later. Well, this dart thing, man, I didn't know anything about.
Darts are hard, man.
Yeah.
Darts are hard. You ever played darts?
Yeah.
Hard.
Right, but should it be televised? Guys throwing darts?
Guys running up and down a lawn with a ball.
They go to Mandalay Bay, and they have the championships of the darts. And they have the people in the audience with the signs and the superstars and the nicknames.
John 314.
The whole thing. It's not there.
But I mean, darts is like bowling in that it's something that literally everyone can do.
Right?
You it's very are high.
No, it's literally something everyone can do, but... It's incredibly difficult to be as good as these people are. That's my point. That's why I think it's on television, because lots of people look at it and go, hey, I could do that, but they can't.
Right, but just like bowling, as if they're bowling a 300, which is the exciting, best score you can get, yeah. I don't want to watch it on TV.
How dare you?
That's what I'm saying. So they do this dart championship, and listen to the announcers and how excited and how they are just thrilled to be a part of such a huge, momentous occasion.
It is one heck of a day, and there's one heck of an atmosphere in this Mandalay Bay ballroom, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, the announcers are drunk.
How great is that guy?
He's awesome. The Mandalay ballroom is great. I am crap-faced drunk.
He's so excited. Now, Bean, you play darts.
How do you?
It looked to me, from what I could tell while I was fast-forwarding through this, that they start with like 500 points, and then you try to get down to zero.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Whittle it down.
So the goal is, every time you get up, you're trying to get as many points as possible. So the ultimate is to throw three darts into the triple 20, so that way you get knock out 60 points, and you try to get down to zero fastest.
Bean, the lingo for the triple is the lipstick, because it's dark red. Oh, I got it in the lipstick. That's what they said.
It could be painful if you happen to be a dog.
155 left, James. He may go for the bull.
Yeah, they got their own language.
He may go for the bull.
May go for the bull. 155. He can't say 155. He has to say 155.
Because these guys are so good at 155, they're looking at strategy, and they're thinking 25 or a 50 for a bull or a double bull. That gets me in shooting range.
Right, Bean. You're misunderstanding.
What's he talking about?
We understand, or we don't care if we understand.
I would like to know how we started the conversation by Kevin saying, well, Bean, you play darts, as if we've all known forever that he's playing darts. I've never known he ever picked a dart up in his life.
I'll tell you how we did this.
Bean, you play darts. You were semi-pro.
When we first started doing the show, they would make us like have an after show meeting,
right?
So we would close the door, and we happened to have a dartboard there, and we would play for hours, and then we'd come out and they go, did you guys get stuff figured out? And we go, absolutely.
Bean ever hit the lipstick?
That's how we got so good. Bean was a lipstick champ. So apparently you have to get the exact number. You can't, like, if you only have 24, you can't get 25.
Nope.
That's
start all over again. It's bogus.
Right.
Go back.
So 156 for Barney. I remember saying yesterday, seen him do this many times. That's the first one. One alongside it. Brilliant for double 18. And seen him do it again.
Awesome.
Everybody's cheering. And
I've seen him do it again. Get in my belly.
What's happening here? This was on for an hour. For an hour. This is where the dude hits the lipstick.
On this occasion, it's James Wade who's hitting the lipstick with three.
Oh, wait. Let me explain something else to you. They have a guy who announces the score on a microphone, and it's at least as loud as the announcers. It's at least as loud. So when the guy's going,
stadium
180! The announcers are trying to announce, but they can't be heard.
On this occasion, it's James Wade who's hitting the lipstick with three magical darts.
Three magical darts.
Too many steps.
He called them magical darts. What's happening?
I call mine a magical dart.
Too. Have you ever heard this said at any sporting event ever?
Oh, this is crisp.
That's crisp.
This is crisp.
How heavy are the darts they're throwing, by the way, that I can hear them across the room?
Normal.
Are these like javelins? They have like sort of jumbo dart competition?
That would have been a lot more interesting. They have a microphone right there so you can hear the impact.
Bring the
dart
excitement
hitting.
Home.
Yeah.
This kid has the ability, like all champions, to get up off the canvas and start slinging leather.
Now, is that a boxing reference?
I believe it is.
He's
getting above the canvas to start swinging leather.
Right. Yeah, that's a boxer that's been knocked down.
Right.
This is a guy throwing darts.
But he's going to get back up.
Right.
He gets knocked down. He gets back up again.
Now, double 16. He's been magnificent, meticulous on double 16. Still fancy this. Indeed.
James Wade congratulates Barney on what proved to be a composed and confident performance from the Dutchman.
Now I'm involved and I'm ready to see who wins.
Takes his place in the final against the power, Phil Taylor.
The power!
Phil Taylor, the power.
It It's all set up then for a mouth-watering final, and the two names say it all. It's Phil Taylor against Raymond van Barneveld next time. Oh! You won't want to miss it.
Next time?
I have to watch again?
When are the finals?
I wanted to see the finals.
Did you go back?
No!
We gotta find out when the finals are gonna be on.
When's the power playing?
Come on, power!
I don't know. Oh, that's so heartbreaking.
Oh, this is Chris.
Larry King walking away from the CNN microphones.
No.
Kevin, I know you're not a fan. I know you don't like Larry's show.
No, you're wrong. I hated Larry's radio show for 75 years. Uh-huh. I hated his CNN show for 75 years. But in the last couple of years, he's gone crazy.
Yeah.
Now that he's got the Alzheimer's?
Yes, and now that he's crazy, I want him to be on forever.
Well, he does have a show that has aired for 25 years around the world. He gets the unbelievable guests, by the way. His recent 25th anniversary week, he had President Barack Obama on as a guest, LeBron James, Bill Gates, Lady Gaga. I mean, the AAA listers go on Larry King.
But he interviewed Lady Gaga.
Yes, he did. Here's a little bit of Larry announcing his retirement.
25 years ago, I sat across this table from New York Governor Mario Cuomo for the first broadcast ever of Larry King Live. And now, decades later, I talked to the guys here at CNN, and I told them I'd like to end Larry King Live, the nightly show that this fall and CNN has graciously accepted to agree to.
Now, that means he got fired, right? That's basically...
Yeah, they let him go because he has no idea what he's talking about anymore.
Like, they're not going to agree to it? They're going to say, no, you have to stay.
No, you must stay. We'll make you.
And he sounds so old, and you can tell it just sounds like it's a struggle for him to get through each part of each sentence. But I'm gonna miss Larry. I do watch his show, and I went to the opportunity to talk to the man before he hangs up the suspenders. And I believe we have the great Larry King from CNN on the phone with us right now on the Kevin Bean Show. Hey, Larry, how are you?
Akron, Ohio. Hello, you're on the air.
No, it's actually Kevin Bean, sir. We set this interview up with your assistant. How are you, Mr. King?
I'm a professional.
Right. How are you? You good?
Nothing else.
Okay.
Okay. So, Larry, 25 years, CNN. I guess you're in the Guinness Book of World Records for the longest show on the same network with the same host. That's quite an accomplishment.
Oh, sorry.
What just happened? You just farted?
Time to change the diapers.
Oh no.
No. So, Ringo, had you seen Cirque du Soleil before this?
Okay. Ringo's not on the phone, Larry. And you also said that you want to spend more time with your kids. Aren't they like five or something?
Carrot Top, how long you been in the business?
You have tiny little kids is what my point is. And you're like 80, right, Larry?
Duluth, Minnesota. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Larry, you're not doing your show. We're interviewing you.
Is this Taylor Momsen?
No. I wish.
All right.
Good reference, though, Larry.
Layla Lee.
What?
Did you get into the fight game because of your dad?
Okay. She's not on the show either. It's just Kevin and me. We want to talk to you about how you feel about stepping away from the CNN show.
Oh, Larry.
Oh, again.
Yeah, that's a suspender rattler right there.
Now, Larry, did you get fired or are you quitting?
Claude Akins. Hello. I haven't seen you around in a while. Where you been?
I believe he passed on. I don't think Mr. Akins is with us anymore, Larry.
Angela Bassett. Did Stella ever get a groove back?
We are going to miss that kind of in-depth interview when your show goes off.
Oxnard, California. Hello.
When does it end, Larry?
I'll tell you something, Brandy Chastain. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
See, World Cup soccer player. No, but the women's team.
Right.
Dodge City, Alabama. No, hello.
Jersey Shore, as you know, is almost back for season two, Kevin. We just got late-breaking booking news.
We've got Snooki.
So yeah! Snooki apparently joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show later on this week. And I think tomorrow we'll be talking to Vinny and Pauly D. So apparently it's a Jersey Shore week here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Speaking of the celebrities, there's no finer website on the planet than TMZ.com. And check your local listings for the TMZ television show as well. We're very excited to welcome our friend Dax Holt back to the program. Hey, Dax, how are you, man?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Great to talk to you. We have been, of course, on vacation, so we've been out for a minute. But when we came back, all we care about is Mel Gibson. And I know TMZ broke the story while we were on vacation, as you so often do. Please bring everybody who maybe hasn't been paying attention to the news what's going on with this latest rant.
This is the greatest story in a long time, obviously, since his last tirade in Malibu.
Yeah.
But what he did was he got in a huge fight with Oksana, the baby mama, and apparently she was audio taping a bunch of their fights and their conversations, and he had no idea about it.
Now, before you go on, that tells me that this has happened a lot, and
oh, yeah.
She needs to set up a system where she can prove it.
Yeah, I think she just needed some proof, and so she got it. And on one of these tapes, one of his quotes was, and he's yelling at her, and he says, "You look like an effing pig in heat, and if you get raped by a pack of N-words, it'll be your fault."
Wow.
So he dropped the N-bomb, and now he's got a lot of people ticked off. Not only is he an anti-Semite, now he's a racist, and people are going nuts on him.
Now, so what happened with Oksana? Did she release this tape to the media or something? How was word of the tape's very existence? How did that even get out?
Well, what happened is they were doing stuff in court, so they entered the tapes into the system, and apparently one of the quotes got leaked out, and she is swearing that it was not her, none of her team, so we don't really know how it got out, but we got our hands on it.
So you have the tape.
What is it?
You have the tape?
We don't have the tape, but I know for 100% this is a legitimate quote from that tape.
All right.
Okay, so what's...
He calls her the C word in it. I mean, that's the whole thing.
What's the end game with Mel and Oksana? This just sounds like an unfortunate relationship where he broke up his marriage of 25 years or something like that. He hooked up with a, you know, younger hottie, but he made the big mistake of getting her pregnant. So now he's entangled with her for a long time, right?
Oh, yeah. Now he's going to have to pay child support and, you know, probably be giving her a lot of money over the next couple of months, years, or however long it takes.
Is it true that he didn't use birth control because Catholicism says no, but it was okay to have sex with her? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Does the Pope say, yeah, cheat, but don't you, whatever you do, don't use condoms?
Well, the best part is he had to go to confession after the whole thing, and he owns that church in Malibu, so he's going to his own priest.
Oh, really?
That's sweet.
About that.
That's sweet to own your own church.
And you own your own priest. He's paying him.
Wow.
All right, let me ask you this then, Dax, and I'm sure that this has been discussed in the newsroom, and I'm sure that you've heard about it from your TMZ readers, but what is Mel Gibson's professional forecast now? What, I mean, can he come back from a second incident?
Dude, I don't think he can. Honestly, I think people are going, wow, I'll give you one time because you were drunk and you were ticked off at the cops. Whatever, you know, maybe it was just in the heat of the moment. But a second time when you're just in a fight, you're throwing out words like you throw them out all the time.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in a fight and you just say it nonchalant, like, it's not like Oksana is African-American, so it wasn't like he was throwing that out. It was just very random. You know, yeah. So it seems like it must be in his vocabulary.
Well, we saw the apology tour that he went on last time when he had that movie to promote. I wonder if he's just going to lay low for 2 years and hope we've all forgotten about it before he comes back out.
It's probably a good choice for him.
I hope.
Lay low.
I hope not. I hope he goes to a black church. They will tear him apart.
Hey, what about your Jessies and your Owls? Have we been hearing from them? Have they been speaking out about this too, Dex?
You know what? Actually, people have been pretty quiet, but you know who has been speaking out? Goldberg, the wrestler.
Yes!
All right! That's who I'm looking for.
We got him in Vegas, and he was like, I'm going to kick Mel's ass.
Wow!
So, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we only have time for one more thing. This is Dax Holt on the phone with us from TMZ.com talking about our favorite celebrities. Lindsay Lohan back in court today. Is this a big deal, Dax?
She's in court right now because she could go to jail. I know that they're listening to the audio. I'm not sure what the judge has decided right now because this judge is the really strict one, the one that put the scram bracelet on her. And, you know, Lindsay's been doing all of her alcohol education classes. She did them all weekend. So I think she wanted to go in there kind of with a good record, and she even showed up early,
which is something
different for Lindsay. Let me ask. Mike, so what's the deal? Is she going to jail or what?
Check it with Mike now. I don't know. Who
okay, we have not gone there yet. We're on holding right now to find out.
Now if she does go to jail, is it going to be a Paris Hilton go to jail, or is it going to be, you know, one of those where they go, okay, it's 4 hours, we're overcrowded, you're out?
Well, last time she got away with that, so it's up to the judge. If the judge decides I want you in there for 14 days or whatever, then she could be in there. But,
and how plausible is her explanation to you that someone spilled a drink on her and that's why the scram bracelet went off?
But it's all going to be what the judge decides.
Knowing her history, it's hard to believe. Knowing her history, you would be led to just guess that it had to be her drinking. But we talked to Dr. Drew afterwards, and he said it could easily go off if there was alcohol around her.
But wasn't she wearing pants that night too?
I don't know.
So it kind of makes you wonder, did someone lift up her pant leg and spill it on her?
Yeah. Usually, Lindsay is wearing pants early in the evening, not so much later. All right. Well, we'll keep.
I got gotta say, if you're watching our live stream, Danny DeVito showed up to the courthouse.
What? Wait,
why?
Wait, for this trial or for something else?
I have no idea why he's there. He just randomly in our live stream we're watching, and Danny DeVito starts going to the
That's what I like about TMZ is they live stream stuff like this, and right now at the top of their page you can watch the judge and Lindsay and you know talking to each other.
Right.
But I'm sure Danny DeVito didn't realize. He's probably there for something else. He's like,
he's there paying a traffic ticket. Hey, one more thing, Dax. Isn't Michael Lowen going to be there and kind of force his way into the conversation because there's a camera there? He wants to speak to the judge, too?
He showed up as well, which last time he was there, the judge was like, Michael, can you just keep your mouth closed and sit in the back?
She's got to
be so tired.
I don't
know why
he's
showing up again.
She's got to be so tired of losing.
I think he wants to – I heard he wants the judge to make her go to rehab is what he's hoping for, and because they're essentially estranged at this point, Michael and Lindsay, right?
I think he's saying go to rehab rather than jail, like make that her option so she doesn't have to go to the clunker.
All right. Good stuff.
I want to apologize about the whole Megan Fox thing, you guys. Yeah. I am so sorry she got married. While
yeah,
you were
well, then I don't know what to do.
Then she went on her honeymoon, but when she came back, are they still married?
They're still married.
Way to bring us all down. We were just not going to mention that because it's frankly too sad. It's our personal 9/11, Dax, so we really need some time to process. I'm sorry. All right, TMZ.com. Keep track of everything going on with everybody all the time. Dax, thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed it.
Bye.
Ralph Garman is here with the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What you talking about, Ralph?
Some purple drank.
Yeah,
join some purple drank in the office,
sipping on some scissor.
I think Mike's right. We got to get Lisa May to try some of that. I mean, it's in the news. We need to know what it's all about.
It's
right.
Purple drank.
Sure, I'm your average person.
Homeboy?
Average.
Homeboy.
We got to play Denny Blaze's new video sometime soon.
Play it?
Yeah.
We put it on the Internet Roundup.
Yeah. I want the audio. I want the full audio.
It's terrible.
I want every lyric from Black Men Can't Swim, his new song.
It's the worst thing ever.
Denny Blaze may be a horrible rapper, but at least he's racist. He's got that going for him.
He does have that going for him.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about showbiz news, especially some interesting casting news. Happened over the holiday while we were gone, but we'd be remiss. We didn't mention there's a new Spider-Man in town. A new Spidey. Actor Andrew Garfield. Congratulations.
I don't know much about this kid. Does he have a comic book background, Ralph?
No, he barely has an acting background. But the young actor gets his big break playing Spider-Man in the rebooted franchise from Sony Pictures.
It's a pretty cool break.
He was the one selected of three possible screen tests. Apparently, Jamie Bell, who played Billy Elliot in the original Billy Elliot film, mm-hmm. later went on to other roles, and Aldrin Ehrenreich.
Going for the big names, aren't they?
Well, they're looking for sort of an unknown type guy to be the face of Spider-Man. So
now, is this Spidey in high school? Is that the reboot they're
going
doing?
Back. Spider-Man, his original storyline, of course, was a high school science nerd geek. Couldn't do very well with the ladies. And then on a class trip, he got bitten by a irradiated spider, radioactive spider that gave
happens.
Him the proportionate strength and skill of a spider. He was able to climb
walls.
Are
there a lot of those spiders wandering around?
The irradiated spiders?
Mm-hmm.
There's just a few. Mm-hmm. Most of them are still in captivity.
Are they going with a hot chick this time around for Mary Jane?
No word on casting yet for Mary Jane, or whether they'll go back to Spidey's original girlfriend, Gwen Stacy, as some are suggesting.
You don't have to tell me.
I don't know who that is.
Gwen Stacy was Peter Parker's girlfriend earlier on in the comics before Mary Jane Watson came along. And no word who will play his best friend, Harry Osborn, or J. Jonah Jameson, or any of those cats. So we'll have to wait and see. But congratulations, Andrew Garfield. Casting news, which comes as a bit of a surprise, but is, at the very least, intriguing. Colin Farrell.
Quite a sell.
Colin Farrell has been cast as Ozzy Osbourne in the upcoming biopic about the legendary rock and roll star.
I buy it.
I think I could see that.
Terrific actor.
Too. He's a terrific actor, and I know he likes to drink, smoke, and womanize. And he had that in common with Ozzy, so he's got that going for him.
He played a country music singer, Ralph. I know you maybe didn't see the movie, the one that Jeff Bridges won the Oscar
Crazy
for.
Crazy Heart.
Crazy Heart. Played a singer in that movie, too. Yes, very different than the Ozzy Osbourne character.
Because it was country music, and that blows.
Right.
That's why. I promise this last hour, but of course, everyone's talking about this new film, Salt, that's coming out by Angelina Jolie.
Yes.
Where she plays a woman who apparently is framed as a potential Russian spy.
Yes.
And of course, the Russian spy ring here in the United States getting all the news with a couple attractive girls in it.
Giant size cans.
So InStyle.com has given us this list of the 10 sexiest female on-screen spies of all time.
Love it.
Now, is she number one, or is she part of the list?
She is not part of the list.
Okay, she's left off the list.
This has just started the conversation because
there better be some Sydney Bristow. That's all I have to say.
Well, why don't you wait and see, Mr. Jump Ahead?
I like that there's
only... Crisscross make you want to jump ahead?
No? File.
Julia Roberts as Claire Stenwick in Duplicity.
Nope.
Do you see Duplicity with her and Clive
Owen? I saw that.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's pretty sexy.
Nope.
Come on. Julia Roberts.
I find her...
sexy.
Yeah. I mean, she's not ugly. She's not ugly, but she's just... I wouldn't put her in the top.
You know. No. Jamie Lee Curtis as Helen Tasker in True Lies.
Kevin, she doesn't have to be in the top of all chicks ever. She has to be in the top of chicks who have played spies. That's the category.
I know.
Okay.
Jamie Lee Curtis in True Lies was hot.
Yeah. Yeah, she looked fantastic in that black dress.
It's been a long time. I don't remember
Big
that one.
Big cans.
Much. Yeah.
And a penis.
Emmanuel Bert as Claire Phelps in Mission Impossible, the first Mission Impossible.
Yes.
She was diabolically hot.
Yeah, I love her.
Eva Green.
Yes.
As Vesper Lynn in Casino Royale, the rebooted James Bond franchise.
Yes.
Daniel Craig.
Yes.
Anne Hathaway as Agent 99 in Get Smart, the motion picture.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Are these supposed to be in order of hotness? Are we going
up. We're going up in hotness.
No.
Anne Hathaway.
No.
Anne Hathaway is gorgeous.
Get Smart. Not over Eva Green.
In Get Smart.
Behind Eva Green.
I agree.
At least.
I agree with Kevin. Behind Eva Green,
but
still hot.
Not hot, but behind Eva
Green. Number five is kind of a cheat. They are listing all the Austin Powers girls in one category. Elizabeth Hurley, Heather Graham, and Beyonce Knowles are all number
those
five.
Those are pretty strong.
Hmm.
Heather Graham as Felicity Shagwell was really
hot.
You Shagwell.
Remember when everybody used to do Austin Powers?
Sure. I would behave.
Yes, and I hated it.
Do I make you horny?
Yep.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Anne Parillaud as Nikita in La Femme Nikita.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Number three, Jennifer Garner as Sydney Bristow.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Love her so much.
Number two, Diana Rigg as Emma Peel in the original Avengers TV series. She was like the original hottie. You know, she wore like a leather cat suit and just diabolical.
Take your word for it.
At number one, out of all the Bond girls, Barbara Bach as Anya Osmanova in The Spy Who Loved Me is number one.
I don't know that I'd put her above the other Bond girls.
That's
even
what I'm saying.
I think Halle Berry in that orange bikini.
Yeah,
she was pretty hot.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting list.
Hot spies.
Not an embarrassing list. Though. Not too bad.
Here's your hot spies.
Is that TV too, Ralph? Or, yeah, it is TV because of Alias, right? Yeah. What about the chick from Chuck? She's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not her. Come on now.
What about Yvonne Strahovski?
What I'm talking about.
Remember we had her in? She dug me so much. It was nuts.
She really did.
She said hello, if that's what you mean.
I literally had to ask her to stop touching me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to fight her off, I remember.
Or did I ask her to start touching me? I can't remember. I get those two confused sometimes. And, bad news. This is rough news.
Uh-oh.
Lilith Fair's having trouble.
Uh-oh.
10 upcoming Lilith Fair concerts have been canceled from the tour. That's true. Yeah. Billboard.com.
He's taking it kind of hard.
Billboard.com website says poor ticket sales have caused cancellations of shows in Montreal, West Palm Beach, Austin, Dallas, Phoenix, Nashville.
Dude.
Apparently, sales for Birkenstocks have also plummeted in all those cities. So. Maybe just not a lot of lesbians.
Putting on a lot of levels.
That's what I'm guessing.
That's terrible.
So if you wanted to catch all the Lilith Fair girls, you are a lesbian. It's, it has nothing to do with Taco Bell, really. And congratulations once again to Sci-Fi. You know, I'm a big fan of the Sci-Fi Network. Warehouse 13, by the way, debuts again tonight. Comes back after last summer.
I don't know anything about that show.
You were talking about that earlier. Yeah. It's kind of a cross between X-Files, although it's funnier than X-Files, and Indiana Jones, where these two spies, male and female spies, have to sort of hunt down all these artifacts, all these mystical, magical sort of artifacts, and then they have to bring them back to Warehouse 13, which is like Area 51, and they're all stored there. It's a very entertaining program.
Is it entertaining if you're not a huge, huge sci-fi fan?
I think you would enjoy it, yes. Right. Sci-Fi has announced their newest of their original movies, their Saturday night movies, which, you know, I'm a big fan of.
Sure.
It is, this will be following in the heels of Sharktopus.
Right.
Of course.
Well, nothing could measure up, but.
It is co-starring Debbie Gibson and Tiffany.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And they will be at odds with each other in the new motion picture, Megapython versus Gatoroid.
What's Gatoroid?
Gatoroid is a big roided out gator is what it is.
Yeah, all right. Kevin.
It's a massive alligator that will battle the Megapython, as well as Debbie Gibson and Tiffany also battling with each other. So I have to say, I'm very, very excited.
You're they not. Both, if you don't know the names, were both teen stars in the 80s and have both turned into very beautiful women. They both are very attractive.
Yes, and not good actresses either.
No, not at all.
They got that going for them.
Not even a little bit.
Damn you, Megapython versus Gatoroid! We're auditioning now, I guess. Today's celebrity birthdays, Jeffrey Rush.
Anything? Did I even do it?
Anything?
Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean stride.
Seems to be some confusion all morning long as to Jeffrey Rush, the actor who played Captain Barbossa.
Oh, the Roastmaster General.
No, that's Jeffrey Ross.
Oh.
Jeffrey Rush was Captain Barbossa in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
All right.
He's 59 years old today. 50 Cent is 34. Sylvester Stallone celebrates his 64th year of HGH. Congratulations.
Does he have a comment on that?
Live for nothing or die for something.
Right. That's what your plan is. Mm-hmm. George W. Bush is also 64 years old today. Actor Burt Ward, who played Robin the Boy Wonder opposite my hero Adam West on TV's Batman TV series, he is 65 years old today.
Yeah.
That's an old boy wonder.
Sure is.
It's a man wonder. It's an elderly man wonder.
Old man wonder.
That's what he is. And Ned Beatty, the very talented actor who can currently be heard in Toy Story 3. He is 73 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 9:40.
Yeah.
Celebrating birthdays a little early, but...
I think we've got time for some showbiz stories, maybe perhaps before we get to the celebrity birthdays. If that's
See,
okay, you can let Ralph do his part first.
Because Jeffrey Rush is celebrating his birthday today.
Very popular as the lead singer of the band Rush from Canada. So, yeah, that makes sense.
Nope.
Not the same guy.
Not the same guy.
All right. A little late.
It's there. Instead of playing games with little Rush songs, how about getting the sound effect for the photographers
up
yell.
There? Yeah, let's how about not yell that? On the first day back.
Yeah? Why don't you? Right here. First day back. How about that?
I was reaching for the delay button.
I wouldn't let you. Yeah. I wouldn't let you. Dude, have that pleasure.
Please.
All right. It's all about marriages. In the world of showbiz, you know how seriously they take matrimony?
They do.
Today we found out that Carrie Prejean, former Miss California USA, is now Mrs. Kyle Bowler. Kyle Bowler, of course, the quarterback for the Oakland Raiders.
Yes.
Since Jamarcus Russell lacks the purple drink.
That's right.
Jamarcus got busted with some codeine syrup the other day, and... looks like his NFL career may be in question.
Yeah, I'd like to try some purple drink.
No one will hire him, or now he's sucking down the purple drink.
Him on...
Imagine Kevin on purple drink.
Kevin on syrup.
Yeah. It's codeine syrup, basically, Kevin, and then they put some Jolly Ranchers in there and some Sprite. And
right.
They blend it all up, and then you just put it on ice, and
And it's spelled awesome. D-R-A-N-K?
Drank.
All right.
Purple
right.
Drank.
Right.
Like buy me a drink.
Like that up online.
And there was a famous song, Purple Drink. Kind of originated by a
purple drink.
No, that's a
purple drink.
It was a hip hop producer who later overdosed on the purple drink.
Oh, good. Anyway,
DJ Screw.
Yeah, DJ Screw. That's
been there. You go.
There we go.
How's that right?
Also married Jenna Fisher of The Office.
Huh? What a lucky dude.
Married writer Lee Kirk.
Yes, I married Jenna Fisher. No, we look for deals on Priceline.
So congratulations to those two. However, as you know, when God opens a window, he closes a door.
I don't think that's how it goes.
And apparently he's closed the door on Melissa Etheridge and Tammy Lynn Michaels. Apparently Melissa has filed the paperwork to make her split from Tammy Lynn official. However, the state of California does not recognize gay divorces. So apparently they're going to still be married. Oh, wait, I'm not quite sure how that works.
How does that work?
Confusing.
If you're not married, you can't get a divorce.
That's what I'm saying. Why file any paperwork?
Huh.
No
huh.
one recognizes you anyway.
Right.
Well, they do have a kid, so maybe they had to work out some custody issues.
But that is weird, Ralph, because what if they got married back in that brief window where California gay marriages were legal, and it was a legal marriage at the time?
Yes.
It seems like you would need some sort of exit paperwork.
But not if they don't recognize it now.
But they are still recognizing certain marriages that happened during one particular period of time.
But what if they don't recognize it? It just looks vaguely familiar to them now at this point.
I don't know.
I know I've seen you before. Your marriage from somewhere. I don't recognize your marriage, but it does this. Just ringing a bell.
This is an odd thing.
It is.
Recognize! Recognize!
Congratulations to Lady Gaga. She has surpassed the 10 million friends number on Facebook.
She probably knows them all, too, and I think that's
she's
cool.
She's actually friends with all of them.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, you were born Stephanie Jeremiah. Why did you change your name? How did you come up with Lady Gaga?
I'm going to miss you, Larry. Gaga is the first living person to have 10 million friends. She just beat out, you know, who's in second place?
No.
For most friends on Facebook? No. You have any idea? You want to take a stab? You want to play the game?
Tequila, tequila?
Barack Obama, Psycho Mike, once again wins the game. Wow. We got to stop letting him guess.
Because it's not fun.
He's right more often than he's wrong, and that's no fun.
What does she get?
She gets a badge and a party and a prize.
A badge and a
plaque.
Prize.
I think they give her a plaque, too.
Ah, more Kardashians on television.
Glendale.
Can only mean good things, right?
Not if Lamar's included.
Well, Lamar is included. Khloe and Lamar apparently getting their own show on the E! Network.
Subtitles?
The network has not yet confirmed the good news just yet, but apparently it's a done deal. Khloe and Lamar.
Have you guys seen the new Kardashian sisters? I guess they're half sisters to Kim and Khloe and them. They're Bruce Jenner's daughters,
right.
And they're now stepping out on the red carpet, and they're being groomed for their own shows at some point too. One of them, I think, is 14. The other one, maybe 12.
Well, no. Lucretia Kardashian, whoever the mom, what's her name?
Chris.
Yeah, she's ballhead. She's already
tennis ball head. Yes,
she needs more money, so she's got to start pimping the other sisters.
And the 14-year-old, I think, is a model, and I think with some success at this point.
Already. Everybody's a model.
How much do you know about that family?
Too much.
It's hard to look. I've never seen the show. It's not like I follow them or care to, but it's hard to avoid. They're everywhere.
Speaking of which, Kim now is dating Miles Austin.
Who's that?
He is a wide receiver for the Dallas Cowboys.
All right.
She likes some football players.
Yeah. That'll last.
Yeah.
NFL players are notorious for having long, long, long marriages and relationships.
Apparently, they spent his 26th birthday together last week. And according to the New York Post, page 6, things are heating up between the two of them.
All right.
Kim reached inside his pants and found Tony Romo, oddly enough.
Oh.
I don't know what he was doing now.
Big juicy melons.
Likes him, I guess. And Katy Perry, if you haven't seen the photos of her topless photo shoot for Esquire UK, do yourself a favor. Hunt them down on the intranet, because it is it's a visual feast is what it is. It makes you feel good about yourself and your pants.
Check out Tyler Durden, he's got some photos.
She is asking for our help.
Okay.
Katy Perry is a huge fan of the TV program Glee.
Me too.
And she would like her fans to start a Facebook campaign to get her on the show.
Do it today.
She said Betty White, of course, had success getting on Saturday Night Live with such a page. And when asked about her feelings for appearing on Glee, she said, please, I would love someone to start that Facebook group and persuade them. I would absolutely love that.
That's so hot.
Meanwhile, Glee apparently adding such co-stars next season as Leona Lewis, Victoria Beckham, and Justin Timberlake, we hear. So Katy Perry would be, I think, perfectly in line with their casting.
She would, yeah.
But I think what you said earlier, which is, why doesn't she just have her agent call, would work better.
They would love to have her on.
Yeah.
Seeing the California girls in their little bikini, little Daisy Dukes. Yeah. That's good eating right there.
Oh.
That's all I'm saying. Today's celebrity birthdays. 50 Cent is 34 years old today. I wonder if 50 Cent ever had purple drank.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's had purple drank?
Oh, a lot, yes.
He visits the city of Scissor? Come on.
Scissor. Jeffrey Rush, as we mentioned before, is 59 years old today. Sylvester Stallone celebrates his 64th birthday. Former President George W. Bush turns 64 years old
today. He's been low profile, hasn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you think people respond to him? I mean, outside of Texas. I'm sure he's a hero in Texas.
He doesn't go outside of Texas.
He doesn't.
No.
That's a smart man. Stay where
he's
you're
the king of Texas.
I mean, wouldn't that be a bummer? Like, he's only, what, 64? He's got another 30 years to go
being abused.
That's rough.
But he thinks he's going to go down as one of the best presidents ever in history. So maybe time will be kind to his administration.
Is that his take? That's
the take of many.
20 years from now, everyone will look back.
Many people in his cabinet think that we will be surprised how kind history treats former president.
What about
George
Cheney? Dick Cheney?
Same way, yeah.
I'm telling you, former president is the best job in America. I mean, it's nothing but cash and nothing but prestige and just all the positives of the job, none of the negatives.
Nothing but tail, too.
You love tail. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You get 17 kilos of blow shaped into the World Cup or whatever. You can get that.
Did you guys see, I know you don't watch the World Cup, but did you see there was at one point Bill Clinton, former president, was sitting next to Mick Jagger. And I was thinking, who's the wingman? And is there going to be any tail for anyone else in Africa that night?
No, Ben, let's go bang those birds. What do you say?
That sounds like a good idea. Let's go over and get them.
And isn't the deal, Kevin, that no one wants Mick Jagger to root for them now because he's been to three games rooting for three teams that all lost because he was there, they say. He's the angel of death for the World Cup this year.
Yeah, but he's not there for soccer.
Well, at least he got a cherry Coke. He had that.
At least he got a cherry Coke. Excellent callback.
And actor Ned Beatty, who can currently be heard in the smash hit Toy Story 3. He plays Lots of Hugs Bear. He is 73 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin Abine Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We are going to play for you a video of a guy who's been higher than anyone on this planet, I believe.
Except for Lisa May.
Higher than Lisa, even, maybe.
Really?
Impossible.
Higher than Snoop, perhaps. I don't know.
Wow.
We're going to ask the question, how high have you been? And Lisa will win. We're also going to talk to Vinny and Pauly D. Ladies and gentlemen.
Jersey Shore. Back this month.
Yeah. Coming back at the end of the month. What?
Fist pump like what?
Oh, okay. Is that what you were saying?
GTL.
We're
gym tanning and laundry.
Talk a little bit more about the Chloe and Lamar show, which promises to be really, really good.
I hope it's in 3D. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. And what's happening with Kim Jong-il in the World Cup? That's a bizarre story. They actually hired actors out of China to show up and
root for him?
Yeah, like they were actually from North Korea. He's the best. So we're not exactly sure what's going on back in North Korea, but we'll find out tomorrow morning. And that is all on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow.
Don't go away. Kat Corbett's up next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including some Paramore, also Nirvana, The Offspring, Slightly Stupid. And we got to warn you that that Waving Flag song also coming up. That inexplicably popular, what's the guy's name? Kanan?
Something like that. I mean, I think it's K apostrophe N-A-N or something.
Here's a clip if you haven't heard this yet.
I mean,
I don't think that's it.
What is that? That's not a song, but that is part of her 40 minutes.
Kevin Blow humming.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Here's the clip.
A Monday warrior means
that is Rush.
That's not it either.
No. Coming up next, right after this, at the world famous.